breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The seeds of law and order planted just days ago by President Trump in Washington, D.C., are bearing fruit. Last weekend alone, 68 arrests, 15 firearms seized in a single night, nearly 400 arrests since the president's crackdown on crime was launched. And Mr. Trump is riding a wave. It's a wave of popularity in the polls, given a boost by his sit-down last week with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agner reporting.
North Carolina's Outer Banks among coastal areas bracing for fierce winds, heavy erosion, and flooding from Hurricane Erin. Cat 2 storm whipping up heavy surf and dangerous rip currents.
About 100 people each year drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches, and they account for the most beach rescues. Hurricane Erin is bringing these same potentially deadly rip currents. Rip currents don't pull you under. Instead, the narrow channels of water sweep a swimmer out to sea. Lifeguards say, don't panic. Swim parallel to the shore until you can get out of the rip current. And of course, if the beach is closed or if there are warnings up, stay out of the water. I'm Julie Walker.
The Kremlin says it is considering President Trump's suggestion of direct talks between Russian President Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 75 points, NASDAQ futures off 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
It's Hump Day Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. And some rain showers went through early this morning. So some areas, again, with a little bit of wetness on the roadway. So we have to be prepared for that. Capitol Beltway just got word of a wreck right before we came on. Outer loop at Old Georgetown Road. So that's in the area near the Mormon Temple and near the ramp at I-270. So very quickly, two of the left-hand lanes are blocked. We'll get a delay coming down the hill there from the Georgia Avenue ramp. Howard County, minor accident eastbound Route 32 at the ramp at Route 29. About 30 minutes ago, there was a minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. I think most of that is off to the side, but you may have some flashing lights there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cloudy and misty morning for your Wednesday. We'll see those temperatures a little bit warmer for the afternoon. A couple of stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening time, drying out as we head toward the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A little bit of mist, a little bit of drizzle outside right now. Bel Air 66 degrees. Baltimore has 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Those of you out on the roads this morning, by the way, I'll be just a little bit cautious. There's just enough rain out there to lift the oil out from the pavement so that as you're driving on just a tiny, tiny sheet of oil. Be careful. Body of a swimmer who went missing on Sunday had been recovered from the waters of the quarry at Beaver Dam in Baltimore County. Search teams found the body of 36-year-old Michael Randall on Tuesday afternoon. The Baltimore County Police Underwater Recovery Team was assisted by several neighboring emergency crews in that search that included the use of sonar, recovery dogs, divers, boats, and an underwater robot. Officials say Randall's body was found in around 65 feet of water. Governor Wes Moore has appealed to the federal government's denial of a major disaster declaration after flooding devastated parts of Western Maryland in May. In July, FEMA denied the state's request for disaster assistance, even though Maryland met the threshold for federal assistance. Since the president's initial denial, FEMA has validated an additional $18 million in damage, raising the losses in Allegheny and Garrett counties to nearly $34 million. Lawyers for Kilmer Abrego Garcia are pushing to dismiss his Tennessee criminal case. His attorneys argue in a court filing that he is being selectively and vindictively prosecuted by the Trump administration. Abrego Garcia was originally deported from the U.S. in what the Trump administration said was a mistake. But later alleged that he was a member of a gang. He is now facing human trafficking charges, which were filed after he was returned from El Salvador. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 409. Your pick 48603. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Samuel Basayo wasn't a starter last night for the Orioles, but he was a finisher.
Basayo gets a little piece in front of the plate, and he brings in the run. He just scraped a changeup off the dirt, scoring Jackson, and Samuel Basayo as his first go-ahead RBI in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The tapper in front of the plate was just enough. As Corbin Martin wiggles out of a jam in the bottom of the 11th, the Birds slip out of Fenway with a two-game sweep. 4-3 was the final last night in 11 innings. After the game, manager Mancelino on the moment for Basayo.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we kind of got him up right there to pinch hit. I'm paying attention to see, like, is he nervous? This is a really big moment he's going up for. And, like, for me, if he was nervous, he probably would have taken the first pitch because that would have been abnormal because he swings the bat. And he came out of the gate swinging it.
All good. Ravens and head coach John Harbaugh welcoming back a bunch of their players from the past yesterday to Owings Mills to celebrate the team's 30th anniversary.
It's great to have him here, and we welcome all the old players back. The tradition, the standard that they set of excellence, I think is something that our guys respect and they strive for. And they
coming up in 30 minutes, what one golfer did last week at the BMW Championship. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we're not.
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with KC and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, August the 20th. Boy, that's...
Wow.
It's going to skip winter is what we're going to do.
Thank you very much. I
coming up
that.
On the program here this morning, we're going to take a look at, should facial recognition be allowed in Maryland in order to catch some of these serial repeat offenders? Joy Reid is on the attack again this time, President Trump and his family. But our top story here today is sort of a reversal of ones that we've had in the past. A biological female invaded a boy's locker room, and it is the boys are in trouble. The radical madness in Loudoun County, Virginia, just hit a new low. Loudoun County Public Schools have decided to suspend two boys at Stonebridge High School. Not because they misbehaved, not because they broke the law, because they dared to ask a girl why she was in the boys' locker room.
With a camera.
With a camera, invading their privacy. Here's the moment that the boys discovered the girl. Is that a girl in here? Is that a girl, they said? And then they go, well, why is there a girl in our locker room?
I'm so uncomfortable with a girl. Female,
yeah. So you can imagine their surprise.
Yeah.
And so, and then the girl, the biological girl who identifies as a boy, whips out a camera and begins recording everything, including invading their privacy. Now, remember, that's in the bathroom, the locker room, whatever it is. There's a bathroom in the locker room as well. And so the parents, when they were told that the boys, two boys suspended for 10 days, here was their reaction.
Loudoun County Public Schools absolutely failed these children, every single one of them, including the complainant. And they need to take ownership of it.
I have a daughter that's in high school as well. And if there was a male in there videotaping her in the locker room, I would have issues. If it's my son and there's a female in the locker room videotaping him, I have issues.
It's amazing to me that the boys were the ones who faced discipline.
Yeah.
For pointing out, excuse me, but you're not a guy.
Well, what they did next, LCPS got the boys in a room and started interrogating them about the video. The parents were not shown the video. Here's one of the parents of the boys who said they weren't shown the video until they really made a stink about it.
They didn't show us the video until after they had tried to get my son to say who said what and all this kind of stuff. But then once we saw the video, then we started asking about those context questions and how that could be left out. And they didn't really have a good answer for that.
Of course they didn't. And then Loudoun County is the only one. Fairfax County, again, these both are in Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia is it's basically a stomping ground for the left. The rest of Virginia is pretty center-right, but Northern Virginia is pretty much gone like D.C. is. So we'll get into that. We'll hear from another parent. Linda McMahon has weighed in. There's going to be a civil rights investigation, Title IX, by the Justice Department. Harmeet Dhillon announced that yesterday. So hopefully this whole thing will get turned around, but they're still playing woke games in Northern Virginia.
It's amazing. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, good morning, bud.
Yeah, good morning. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is the big one right now, the outer loop at Old Georgetown Road. So that's very close to the split at the outer loop at I-270 before we're getting around to the Mormon Temple and eventually around to the American Legion Bridge. Last report, two of the left-hand lanes blocked, looking at some of the camera shots back to Connecticut Avenue, Georgia Avenue, back towards Route 29 already. So once again, that's a big problem. Northwest side of the Capitol Beltway. Saw the fire department right before we came on, was kind of moving around along I-97. They finally settled on the wreck. It's northbound I-97 at Benfield Boulevard. It looks like traffic is getting by. I see traffic up at New Cut Road. But if you're coming up from Annapolis into Millersville, some flashing lights there. And there was a minor wreck at the ramp at Route 32 eastbound near the ramp at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, a little bit misty and mild this morning. Stray showers or storms possible later this afternoon. And again, high about 78, near 80. And end of the week, we're going to heat up and dry out. So August will come back as we well know it. And right now we're looking at cloudy 67 in Columbia, 66 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news for you. U.S. Postal Service releasing a commemorative stamp featuring former President Jimmy Carter. It's a forever stamp in the memory of how long Jimmy Carter lived.
Forever.
It seemed like it was forever.
True that.
Boston Celtics have officially been sold for $6.1 billion. That's the most ever paid for a professional sports team.
Man.
WNBA owners.
Got out of bed, man.
Yeah. WNBA owners are now saying, pay us what we should be paid. And not just the players, but the owners want it now as well. Inmate in Texas prison mistakenly released due to an error in his prison record. One area we know he will not be visiting is Washington, D.C., where crime rates there are plummeting thanks to the federal takeover.
Yeah.
A family in Columbia has named their newborn daughter ChatGPT.
What?
ChatGPT, after the AI program ChatGPT. Could have been worse. They could have named her Alexa or Siri or something like that.
Yeah, right? That'd be hilarious, actually.
I'm wondering how many people are just, they completely don't even consider that now.
Oh, I think Alexa would be off. No, sorry.
Yeah, that's Billy Joel's daughter's name.
Is it really?
Yeah, Alexa.
It is, right.
Britney Spears expressing concern after she appeared in an Instagram video of her singing off-key in a messy home video.
Ooh.
Well,
what else is new?
Exactly. Was it auto-tune?
Was the messy home that did it?
Yeah. Ashley St. Clair, the mother of Elon Musk's one-year-old son, Romulus, claims she's broke and getting evicted despite allegedly getting millions of dollars from Elon, the father of her child.
Hmm.
Again? I think the biggest thing is she never replied to the email named five things that she did as a mother last week.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton is warning that the Supreme Court will overturn gay marriage. That's when Bill Clinton started jumping for joy, and then he realized she said gay, not our. Today is National Radio Day.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. So, again, we want to thank you, the listeners, for choosing radio. Remember, it's the only thing left in America I think you can get for free.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a radio to receive it, but, you know, pretty much the service itself is absolutely free, folks. Well, who else can say that?
Well, there are two gals Chuck used to date in high school. They were pretty free then, and I believe they're even less now, if I recall correctly.
There was nothing free in those days. Everything was up for barter. One of the greatest front men in history of rock and roll, Robert Plant, turned 77 years young today.
Right down inside, woman, you
most unique and distinctive singing voices in rock and roll, Robert Young. He's currently touring in a band called Saving Grace, and he was in another band years back in the 80s called the Honey Drippers, but they didn't really do that much.
That's a good riding around song.
Yeah, and of course, A Whole Lot of Love, and of course, Stairway to Heaven. By the way, if you're a fan of Led Zeppelin, there is a documentary out called Becoming Led Zeppelin, which is well worth it if you're a good
fan. Did you say Robert Young or Robert Plant?
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, yeah.
Robert Young was the actor. But
I don't think he'd be singing that.
No, he would not be singing that.
Yeah, he auditioned for it, but
because
Father Knows Best.
That's right. Didn't quite get it, you know. But no, the documentary is well worth the time. If you're a fan of Led Zeppelin and those days of rock and roll back in the day, Jimmy Page and the rest of those guys. You know, Hart fancied himself as the female Led Zeppelin.
Did you ever see the Hart version of Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, it was at the Kennedy Center. Absolutely.
With the guys from Led Zeppelin there.
Yeah.
It was really an astounding version of it. And you could tell the guys from Led Zeppelin were just really touched by how they handled the song.
Yeah, he teared up a little bit, both Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. And I saw Hart up in Boston in April of this year, and they just, they're
They're amazing. They can still, she can still bring it, Ann Wilson. She's got an amazing voice. She was in a wheelchair at the time because she had fallen and broken her arm and couldn't stand for the length of the concert. But she still can belt it out, tell you. And they're still touring, by the way. So it's amazing. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Get your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, regarding these young boys in Loudoun County who are suspended after a biological woman invades their private space and then whips out a camera and starts taking pictures of them inside their locker room. We'll tell you what the federal government had to say, and one of the parents as well. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Later on this hour, facial recognition. Should it be used? Here in Maryland, there's a case, of course, involving a guy who had burglaring people in Washington caught on facial rec because of Ring doorbells. And the question is, can they use that to ID him? I'll talk about that coming up. But right now, these boys in who are suspended in Loudoun County, man, that is a hot topic. 6:23 right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
New update with the wreck on the Capitol Beltway near Old Georgetown Road. They're indicating now they stopped traffic temporarily to get the vehicles off to the shoulder. So now it looks like we'll get some lanes open once again. But even with the vehicles there on the shoulder, the backup is not going to go away. So plan on New Hampshire Avenue all the way around past Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. It's going to be moving a little better, but it's still going to be backed up. The wreck northbound I-97 at Benfield Boulevard, not a big deal. See traffic coming up the hill, moving up towards the ramps at Benfield Boulevard and up through that area. So far, brief delays forming, a little heavier traffic now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the three on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this for your Wednesday. Cloudy, misty, and mild. Stray shower storm possible this afternoon. Highs near 80. And we'll start heating up here at the end of the week. It's cloudy and 70 in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. We're talking about this case in which, again,
A biological female identifying as a male goes into the boys' locker room at a Loudoun County school, Stonebridge School, and, of course, then begins to record the boys, which, by the way, is against the Loudoun County Public School policy and against Virginia state law.
Yeah, other than that,
Yet instead of disciplining the rule breaker, the school launched a full-blown investigation into the boys themselves. The school's Title IX office determined the boys were guilty of sexual harassment and sex-based discrimination. Why? Because he asked the girl, turn off that damn camera and get the hell out of the boys' locker room.
Seems like a reasonable request to me.
Their punishment, a 10-day suspension, a no-contact order with a female student, forced meetings with administrators, and a permanent smear on their academic records that could destroy their college suspects. A third boy, who was Muslim, was not suspended. Gee, I wonder why. All right, so here's one of the boys' parents, Renee Smith, who said that she was just shocked to hear that her son had been suspended.
My son is now being investigated for sexual harassment and sex-based discrimination.
Yeah. For being in his own locker room and feeling that his privacy had been invaded. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon says this cannot be allowed to stand.
Kids are uncomfortable. This is just common sense. Boys should not be in girls' sports, and vice versa, and in their private places where they are, because it is uncomfortable.
And yeah. Loudoun County isn't the only county that's having problems. In Fairfax County, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has ordered the State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation to review allegations that officials at a high school arranged for and paid for abortions on minor girls without even letting the parents know, which is a violation of state law as well as school policy. So apparently now, if you are an administrator or maybe even a teacher or a principal at a Loudoun County Public School or Fairfax County Public School, the law doesn't apply to you. You don't have to follow the laws as written or school policies. You can do whatever the hell you want, and we'll see if they're going to get away with it or not. Now, there's a huge governor race in Virginia this year. Winsome Earl Sears, the lieutenant governor Glenn Youngkin, a former Marine, an immigrant from Jamaica, is going against the former spook Abigail Spanberger, who, by the way, supports all this nonsense. Mm-hmm. Trans individuals in locker rooms and bathrooms and in women's sports. So we'll see if the same thing that propelled Glenn Youngkin to the Virginia governor's mansion will also help Winsome Sears, who, by the way, is trailing by double digits as of this moment.
That's insane.
I think things will tighten.
What's insane to me is, look, boys don't mature at the same rate. Just as little girls don't mature at the same rate. I developed very late. I was a shrimp at that age. I was like 5'1". I didn't grow until, halfway through high school. And then I grew like a weed. But, I didn't develop anywhere. There was, little boys, completely little boys. I would have been horrified if there had been a girl in my locker room videoing me. Embarrassment.
The puberty thing, I think, it's important. But whatever happened to the expectation of privacy?
Yeah.
For young boys and young girls. And imagine, the one father said, imagine if you reverse the roles.
Yeah, oh my
10
God.
Girls in their own locker room and a biological male pops in there
with a camera
and starts recording. Do you think the 10 girls would be suspended or any of the girls would be suspended? I don't think so. There is a complete double standard here. And it's something that this nonsense, this is another one of those, I think, 80-20 issues that the Democrats are completely all wet on. Trump ran on this as part of his presidential campaign. I think that's just one of many reasons besides the border, besides the economy. But these are the cultural issues I think the Democrats have for some reason attached themselves to. And I think part of the reason is because they think they're hemorrhaging in so many different demographic groups. In the black community, in the Latino community, they got to hold on to the trans community for some reason. I don't even know what the numbers are in the trans community, but that's, every single vote counts for the Democrats, and they don't care because they've already lost the other vote. Okay, they lost the common sense vote. Now they're into the fringe vote. That's what they're after.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your calls and comments. Welcome 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You ever look at your paycheck and realize that the mortgage has already claimed most of it?
Yeah.
If you're 62 years of age or older and still making that payment every month, you know that feeling. By the time the bank gets a chair, not much left for you. That's where Mark McVeary comes in. Mark is a reverse mortgage answer man for more than 30 years. He's helping homeowners just like you right here in Maryland turn that around with a federally insured reverse mortgage. You keep your home, you keep ownership, but the monthly mortgage payment goes away and your cash flow, well, it returns. And here's the difference. When you call, you get to talk to Mark yourself. He'll talk with you personally, either over the phone or sit down at your kitchen table. It's your choice. No call centers, just straight answers. So ask yourself, what would it feel like to put that mortgage payment back in your pocket each month? Call Mark today, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. Mark McVeary and Reverse Mortgage Answers. 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Lawyers for Kilmer Abrego Garcia are pushing to dismiss his Tennessee criminal case. His attorneys argue in court filing that he is being selectively and vindictively prosecuted by the Trump administration. Abrego Garcia was originally deported from the U.S. in what the Trump administration said was a mistake in the process, but later alleged he was then a member of a gang. He is now facing human trafficking charges, which were filed after he was returned from El Salvador. A 5-year-old girl remains hospitalized in critical condition after she was hit by a tow truck in East Baltimore. Police say the girl suffered multiple injuries after she stepped into the roadway in the 1800 block of Asquith and was struck on Monday night. The driver of the tow truck remained at the scene. The incident remains under investigation. State Fire Marshal's Office investigating a 2-alarm barn fire in Carroll County. The Tuesday afternoon blaze at Cold Springs Dairy Farm on Hawkshire Hill Road in New Windsor caused an estimated $500,000 in property damage. There were no injuries, and all of the cows on the farm are safe. Fire appeared to have been started in the interior of a large barn. The cause remains under investigation. The MTA has launched the Rules of the Ride campaign and encourages passengers to review the Rider Code of Conduct. The campaign comes ahead of a new law that takes effect in October that will allow the MTA to suspend or ban people who assault passengers and transit operators. The code outlines courteous conduct, prohibited conduct, and bannable conduct. Administrator Holly Arnold says most people ride with respect every day, and the Code of Conduct is about making sure that everyone can count on a safe transit experience. And Ocean City's Department of Emergency Management continuing to monitor Hurricane Erin. Storm is projected to remain offshore, but it's expected to have a significant impact on the Mid-Atlantic coast this week. Emergency Services Director Joe Theobald says the town closed its beaches to swimming and surfing on Tuesday as a proactive step to protect the safety of residents. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3, Lottery 409, my sweet little 409. Pick 4, 8603, and now traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there's some light rain, light mist in the air, a little bit of fog developing down some of the areas, and with that, streets are a little bit damp, so we just factor that in. 895 now, southbound, is beginning with the morning delay starting right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, backing up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. And so far, the lanes have been open, not seeing any major problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But again, we'll be looking for the buildups now to begin anywhere between O'Donnell Street and the Tube southbound. All four lanes are open southbound through both the tunnels. Beltway west side filling in now Liberty Road down to Route 40. Capitol Beltway is going to be slow. They had a big wreck on the outer loop near the spur at I-270 with delays in Montgomery County. The vehicles are now on the shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cloudy and misty morning for your Wednesday. We'll see those temperatures a little bit warmer for the afternoon. A couple of stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening time, drying out as we head toward the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Red Sox had won 16 of the last 19 at home before the Orioles came to town, but the Birds didn't seem to care.
Popped him up! Gunnar Henderson backpedals, calls, and makes the catch! The Orioles penetrate the Fenway Fortress!
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Corbin Martin, career save number two, wiggles out of a one-out runner on third jam to close out a 4-3 win and 11 for the Birds. Samuel Basayo with a pinch-hit grounder in the top of the frame to drive in the game winner. Manager Mancelino asked, and he actually disagreed when asked, how fortunate he was for the team to win.
Well, I mean, we played good. I don't know if fortunate is the right word. I mean, I feel like we deserved to win that game in a lot of ways.
Elsewhere in baseball, oh, what a night for the Yankees last night at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa.
High fly ball, deep center field. Pereira back, on the track, at the wall, see ya! A long home run, high off the batter's eye. 40 for Judge, and a one.
Michael Kay with a call on the YES Network. 40 for Judge indeed, but 9 for the Yanks last night, becoming the first team in MLB history to hit 9 home runs in a single game twice in the same season. Yankees defeated the Rays last night, 13-3 was the final. Just 6 days now until roster cutdown day for the Ravens. The cut from 90 to 53, head coach John Harbaugh on what's at stake in the preseason finale against the Commanders.
Spots to a degree, but also roles to a degree. You know, who's going to be active, who's going to be playing these different roles in these different special teams or packages, or who's going to rotate in a different position. Major competition as well.
NBA News, 5-time NBA All-Star and former Wizard John Wall has retired after 11 NBA seasons. Wall, 34, was the Wiz first pick in the 2010 draft out of Kentucky. WNBA News, and I hope Bruce doesn't take this one too hard, Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham will now miss the rest of the year because of an MCL tear in her right knee, the team announced Tuesday. There must be something in the water in Indy because Cunningham is now the third Fever guard to go down with a season-ending injury in the past 2 weeks. Of course, Caitlin Clark has been out for the past month. And finally, what did the golfers do last week when they were here at in Baltimore for the BMW Championships? Well, here's what one golfer did, Tommy Fleetwood.
Hey, everyone. It's great to be in Baltimore this week. I'm here for the BMW Championship. Amazing. Got a chance to come to Camden Yards and having a great time at the game. So let's go, O's.
Let's go, O's indeed. Fleetwood finished fourth at the BMW Championship, taking home $910,000. The time now is 6:37. When we return, picking your fantasy football team.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the Orioles did something interesting yesterday before the game against the Red Sox at Fenway Park. You know how usually they try to hit balls over the Green Monster, right? Well, before the game yesterday, a bunch of Orioles went on top of the Green Monster and actually threw baseballs down onto the field from on top of the Green Monster. And the reason why they did that was because they were trying to pick who would pick first in their annual fantasy football draft.
Ah, okay.
And so whoever got the longest throw from above the Fenway Park Green Monster got it. And apparently Ryan Klemek, one of the pitching coaches, was the longest thrower.
Oh, there you go.
So he is the number one drafter.
Wait a minute. A pitching coach?
Yeah, pitching coach.
Had the longest throw over the pitching staff?
Apparently the Orioles don't have a lot of great arms right now, so I don't know. But anyway, he was the one who got it. And so that's how they do it. So this gets me to, right, because we're going to have a fantasy football team draft this year, right? Aren't we, the three of us?
Are we?
I don't know.
Are we just doing picks again?
No, I think we're going to do the draft. Anyway, okay. So how are we going to do that is the question. So I'm not asking for an answer right at this moment, but I will come up with something, and of course I'll bring it to the board.
Well, Sean and I talked about it yesterday. I think the idea is for each of us to throw you off the roof and see who gets the longest throat.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
But I think it only happens once.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whoever goes first gets the longest throat. The only throat.
How high is the roof?
Two stories.
It's only like 10 feet up here.
10 feet? Okay, yeah, well, I think I can handle that.
I think you'll be fine.
So you guys have decided that
We'll pick a grassy section for you.
Yeah.
Oh, like the grassy knoll.
Yes.
Great.
Thanks, Kerry.
Or there's trees. We can maybe launch you right into one of the trees.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's go to Brian in Parkville. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just a real quick comment about that chase down there in Virginia. I guess if I was the parent and my son was being accused and possibly like having those kind of accusations put against him, this girl that was in that locker room photographing, if she's photographing minors in a situation where they're undressing, I would go after with a lawyer like under CP kind of stuff, because if it was an adult doing that, they definitely would be charged.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Well, as I said, it is against school policy to bring a camera in a bathroom, and it was also it's a violation of Virginia state law to do that as well.
Yeah.
So
I think if they lawyer up really good, that Loudoun County might end up paying a little bit more money than that. And I would try to have my kid's record expunged and everything. So
yep.
That's all I got to say, guys.
Good point,
good
Brian. Thanks so much for your weighing in. It's a good point.
6:40 right now, Wednesday morning. Talk radio 680 WCBM. There are people who have such severe cases of Trump derangement syndrome that we bring you their voices from time to time, just to illustrate that some of your friends may not be quite this extreme. So there's hope for them yet, I guess. Joy Reid. I suppose would be case study number zero. She's patient zero in the scenario.
Donald Trump, in some ways, people try to say God put him in the White House. I don't believe God is that cruel. But in a way, I'm thinking the way you could justify saying that, Donald Trump is the physical embodiment of all of America's sins. He's sloppy. He's unkempt. Everything about him is false. His hair, he's old, but his followers try to pretend that he looks like Superman.
This is Joy Reid, who on camera will frequently wear a yellow wig, complaining about Donald Trump's hair. Just as a note there, all right?
Unkempt?
Unkempt? Really? Sloppy? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't see that at all. You can say a lot of things about President Trump, and that's
I think
not
what she's
of...
seeing is in the mirror.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
What I'm thinking. Then get this. She doesn't think he did well in business.
He's a terrible businessman and a failure.
Really?
Who gets to fake success because he's white. He's a up, but he's able to be a success because white America keeps saying, no, that guy is what success looks like. He's only a success on that TV show.
Yeah, okay. He's only a success on the TV show.
Besides
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, besides the fact that he's built buildings and yes. golf courses.
His name is all over Manhattan.
Yeah. Look, he's had failures. Like,
sure.
Any businessman
yep.
has had failures. The Trump Casino in Atlantic City is one of them.
Yep.
But, nobody who goes into business doesn't have some failures. And I mean, she never had any ratings, so she was never a success. She was dragged along the MS Now, whatever it's been called, and she at the end turned out to be an abject failure.
One more from her. She, in my mind, really goes over the line on this one.
His marriage is a fraud. Melania clearly won't even touch him. The last time she let him touch her, they had Barron. He doesn't have morality. He got 3 baby mamas, 5 children. He's nope. not handsome. He's not suave. He's not brave.
3 baby mamas? No, he has ex-wives. Big difference. A big difference. And he has taken complete and total responsibility for all of his children, Joy.
And his children, when you look at his children, he has raised good children.
Good kids.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way from kidhood through adulthood.
They're not out wilding in the streets,
yeah.
Carjacking and committing juvenile crimes, that's for sure.
Well, maybe this says something about how part of America views marriage. Marriage is no different than having a baby mama. I would argue that. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Capitol Beltway is still there, but the wreck, at one point we thought this was really going to be bad. Well, it's still bad, but at one point it was closed for about 10 minutes while they had the vehicles off the roadway, the outer loop down the hill from the Georgia Avenue ramp. So they're still there. It's off to the side. We still have delays, and it's going to be there. It's going to be plodding along anywhere from New Hampshire Avenue around to the split at I-270. The Beltway locally, that backup on the west side is already there, and that's in play from 795 down through Frederick Road. Looking at the interchange here at Camden Yards, the sky ramp northbound 95 to 395 is clear. The ramp to Russell Street off of 95 southbound was a little backed up, looks a little better now, and the main line of 95 is doing okay. We're about 10, maybe 12 minute delays in building now, with the lanes open and moving slowly southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast for your Wednesday: cloudy, misty, and mild. Stray shower or storm possible this afternoon, and highs near 80. And right now, we're again a little wet, kind of cloudy and drizzly, misty rain. It is 67 in Pikesville and 66 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I don't like mosquitoes.
Skeeters. Well, this is a little bit disturbing. Americans are being warned not to eat, sell, or serve certain great value raw frozen shrimp sold at Walmart after toxic levels of radioactive cesium-137 were detected in one sample. Here's the announcement from Walmart.
Attention Walmart shoppers, please visit our brand new nuclear aisle. Today's specials include radioactive shrimp. One bite and you'll light up the room. Uranium-rich, utterly delicious milk straight from the fine cows at Three Mile Island. Plutonium-packed potatoes grown in a super-secret Idaho bunker. And don't miss the Chernobyl cheddar cheese, aged, sharp, and slightly glowing. Walmart. Shop at your own risk and save.
Lawsuit on the way.
They're the ones. It's the FDA and Walmart. Apparently, these came in on the West Coast. These were manufactured in Indonesia. And right now, the product's in 13 states. Maryland is not one of them, but Pennsylvania is.
Hmm.
So, again, there's a reason why I don't buy great value items at Walmart. And now there's...
Why do you need shrimp from Indonesia when we have the Gulf of America right there just full of it?
Mm-hmm. It's cheaper. If it comes from Indonesia.
Not if it kills you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then
more in the long term.
You'll never have to worry about paying for it again.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's really cheap.
That
really cuts down the cost for the next season or two, too.
Yeah.
What happened to him? That's a terrible coffin he had.
Nearly 50% of adults are now ordering kids' meals. And they say the reason why, it's economical and it's filling. So apparently grown-ups love a good kiddie meal as well. Mm. 0.001% said they order all the kiddie meals when they go to an establishment. But Chuck's answer was quickly identified and removed from the survey.
The eye team gets poked in the eye once again.
You're not supposed to order them all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
I'll take all of the kiddie meals that you have. Thank you.
Well, you order five. You go about 3 miles to the other McDonald's, order five more. You eat the other five while you're going to that McDonald's.
Yeah.
Then you go to Walmart. Eat a shrimp.
Get some shrimp.
Right? And then you can, you're glow in the dark.
Right.
And
you go home and play a Twister with your wife.
Okay. But what
TMI.
What if my wife is not home?
Well,
who are you going to
say you.
Well. Who are you going to
play by yourself? I almost said play with yourself, but play by...
By yourself. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Applebee's launching the new Ultimate Trio. Speaking of which, you get...
Stop it, you silly.
Available for dine-in, take-out, and delivery. The available appetizer choices include... You get three appetizers and three dipping sauces. So you get boneless wings, mozzarella sticks, chicken quesadillas, onion rings, chicken wonton tacos, brew pub pretzels, riblets, double crunch shrimp that do not glow in the dark, waffle fries, and classic fries. All good stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of good stuff, yeah. You just ever go out to eat and just eat the appetizers?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I do that all the time.
Because sometimes that burns.
Sometimes the entrees are not exciting.
Right.
Or what I'm looking for.
If they're not what you're looking for. They're overpriced for
each
one.
Right.
For me, I have there's something made in Greek food. I love spanakopita, which is the little spinach pies. Hardly ever find it as an entree, but you'll find them as appetizers. Mm-hmm. A number of folks, I'll just have them. I mean, I think they're great.
You know. Go to Burns Steakhouse and get a banana slice.
Second mention. What's going on there? Are you currently renegotiating a deal?
I'm supposed to go there for my birthday next month.
Oh, so I see.
Ah, okay.
Your birthday's next month.
He's hoping for a free bananas flambé.
Okay, this
in
is
the
this
dessert room upstairs.
That's a done deal. Yeah.
I believe this is the first mention on air of his birthday's next month. We should keep a tally as to how many times he hints about his birthday being next month.
Right.
No, he just asked me why I brought up Burns.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
I don't need to mention the fact that I'll be 76 next month. It's fine. Yeah,
that's two.
Well, we know that.
And Burns Steakhouse, South Howard Avenue.
There it is, folks.
Has the dessert room on the second floor.
Does it really?
What's with it over 250 wine selections.
Yeah, we've been there before. We've had dessert in that very room.
If you look on page 6, it's Bruce. He wines a lot.
Yes.
There you go. How do you like that?
Yeah, I like that, fella.
On that note, we'll leave you on a winning note.
Make him shut up, please.
Did you try that peach?
Yes.
Yes. Very, very good. Very, very juicy peaches.
Roadside peach. And it came out there. Chuck, I wish I could hand you. I mean, it was just amazing. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Perfect, yeah. I'll smash one into a number two envelope.
Yes, that's good. Put it roll with toilet paper.
All right, see you at a couple, 6:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Wednesday morning. Did you hear, by the way, MSNBC has a new name? They're no longer MSNBC. They're now MS Now, which I literally thought was a campaign for multiple sclerosis. I hate the new name. I hated the old name because I don't know what the MS is supposed to mean. I have no idea.
MS stands for Microsoft. When they partnered with NBC to launch the cable, it was Microsoft NBC. That's where it came from.
But that hasn't been around for ages.
No, they kind of, but they just kept the name, kept the brand. Because over the years, it's been known as MSDNC, MSLSD, because it's been bastardized so many times, they've now decided to just make it MS Now.
Well, I would just say Now. I mean, I'm real. The MS confuses the hell out of me. MS has no function there. And honest to God, put that in isolation without any of the background, I thought it was a campaign for multiple sclerosis. 653 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Mr. Snappy with himself, Chuck Whitaker.
They should call it MF NBC. Yeah,
that's better.
That'll straighten it out. It's a water rescue. Just reported. Fire department just pulled up Hanover Street Bridge area. I'm not sure. It's a boat, somebody in the water, whatever, but there's some flashing lights there on the Hanover Street Bridge in the southern part of the city. New minor wreck, Howard County, but a busy intersection, Route 1 at Route 100, and it looks like a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, this time at Prince George's County, interloop after the ramp at 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild, a little misty to start the day today. Stray showers and storms possible through this afternoon, highs near 80. Things begin to dry out and heat up the rest of the week into the weekend. Right now we've got some, sun peeking through in some areas, so we'll say it's partly cloudy. 69 in Middle River, and it is 75 and cloudy in Ocean City. So we've heard the story about the serial burglar suspect that was knocking on doors and seen on video cameras in Mount Washington. And now, of course, the latest is we've had a bunch of vandalism at 25th and St. Paul in the city. All of those individuals caught on camera. The problem is, in the state of Maryland, you cannot use facial recognition software. It is illegal to use it as a law enforcement agency. And the reason why you can't use it is because, allegedly, black individuals are misidentified or incorrectly identified. They're arguing because of some software glitch, or I don't know who designed the software, or that it comes back with an error rate more frequently than it does for white suspects. Mm-hmm. So they've racialized it. It's, you know, again, can't use it. But again, it is a useful tool. I know that our federal government uses it to catch terrorists in our subways, in our airports, and elsewhere. I mean, I do know that they used it for J6 suspects. It wasn't such a big problem there. It's okay to catch J6, and they use geofencing for J6 suspects. But here in Maryland, can't use it. And City Councilman Yitzi Schleifer says, maybe we should make that part of our toolkit.
Despite the fact that we have some great camera footage of the suspect, the detectives are working very hard. BPD has crime suppression units out there working in overdrive to solve these cases. But unfortunately, their hands have been tied by some of the state laws that prohibit them from using some critical tools in the toolkit.
One business owner whose business has repeatedly been vandalized in the city, 25th and St. Paul, says, you know, it's time. The message needs to go out to stop talking and start doing.
We need to stop acting tough, and we need to start getting tough.
Yeah. And then Jen Ternyansky, she is, her home was broken into by this burglary suspect who, by the way, now has been arrested again. He was arrested in Baltimore County, let him go on a $3,500 bond, extremely low, by the way, for a guy with his amount of priors. And now Baltimore City, the BPD, have arrested him, and they're going to throw some charge at him as well. But, of course, Jen Ternyansky says it's time for these people to be locked up and for a long time.
I think that it's time that this guy gets put back in prison because I don't think he's interested in rehabilitating.
Oh, no, of course not, especially if you have 14 priors.
Yeah.
That pretty much says it all when you've...
It's a way of life.
That is your way. That's the career path you've chosen. You are a career criminal. You don't have any other skills. You don't have any morals. All you want to do is break laws and steal from people. And those people need to be locked up, probably for good.
Yeah, ever had a situation where you sat down, like with a school counselor in high school? They're trying to figure out, should this kid go to college? Should this kid go to trade schools? There's got to be a school counselor that sat him down and said, you know, what you're really suited to do is be a career criminal. You're most of the way there right now. Good luck to you in your chosen career.
Well, the idea is behind the guidance counselor is to guide you away from that and guide you into some meaningful choice of an academic pursuit.
In theory.
In theory, but for a lot of people, that's for the people that go to school. I mean, let's face it. There are, I think, a lot of people in Baltimore City who don't go to school, and there's nothing to force them to go to school.
You can't force people to learn. I mean, even if they're in school, put headphones on, simply don't pay attention for 4 years and stay in high school. All right, fine. You got your degree. Didn't learn a damn thing. Now what?
But the operative question here is, should we finally use facial recognition here in the state of Maryland? And let's see some hard data. Let's have some science behind this to see if indeed there's anything to where it's misidentifying blacks and increasing numbers or error rates higher than whites or other ethnic groups. Rescue Natural Supplements. Want me to remind you that Rescue Orosine is your sustainable energy source. It helps to regulate your blood pressure, helps your cellular maintenance, cellular repair. It's fuel for the cells. That's the ATP, the adenosine triphosphate that your cells need to operate efficiently, to repair themselves. And again, don't be reaching for the caffeine repeatedly for your energy or the energy drinks. That's not going to be a healthy choice for you, but Rescue Orosine is. And you can buy one, get one free right now. Use the coupon code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can order online. Again, just put the coupon code FUEL in at checkout, and you can buy one, get one free of Rescue Orosine. It's all natural, no side effects, helps with the cellular repair, helps to keep your energy levels up, and helps to regulate your blood pressure as well. Remember the name, Rescue Orosine. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code FUEL. It is 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Although Hurricane Erin is not expected to make a direct hit on land, communities along the East Coast are bracing for high winds and flooding rains. Tommy Hutcherson owns a store on North Carolina's Outer Banks, Ocracoke Island.
There is no boarding going up of any windows. That is not an issue. This is a water-based storm issue. It's all about the tides, and it's all about what happens to the road. That's basically the bottom line in a nutshell what this storm is.
Evacuations have been ordered for some parts of coastal North Carolina. People being urged, in some cases ordered, to stay out of the water due to very heavy surf and potentially deadly rip currents. President Trump's big, beautiful wall is getting a new look, and it has nothing to do with aesthetics.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. She credits President Trump with the idea. Noem says the paint job will further deter illegal immigration because the black paint will make the wall hotter and therefore harder to climb. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks adds the paint will also deter rust. Noem made the announcement during a visit to a portion of the wall in New Mexico, where she picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. Building the wall was a key focus of Trump's first term, and Homeland Security is receiving $46 billion to complete it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Justice Department launching an investigation into the credibility of crime stats in Washington, D.C. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard has stripped dozens of former officials of their security clearances. Nebraska has plans for an illegal immigration detention center along the lines of Florida's Alligator Alcatraz, this one being called the Cornhusker Clink. And on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 56 points. NASDAQ futures are off 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
Apparently, city fire just rolled up on a wreck northbound JFX at the 41st Street Bridge. It looks like it's in the right lane. Of course, we can't see it because there are no cameras on the JFX other than speed cameras. So if you're northbound from 28th Street, Druid Park Lake Drive, if you start to see that backup, you can exit at Falls Road, go up through Hamden, and come back over on Cold Spring Lane. But apparently in the right lane northbound, there was a water rescue reported about 10 minutes ago near the Hanover Street Bridge. I'm not sure if they're staging on the bridge or on Cromwell Street in that area. So again, a heads up for that. The new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, the Interloop at Route 214 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cloudy and misty morning for your Wednesday. We'll see those temperatures a little bit warmer for the afternoon. A couple of stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening time, drying out as we head toward the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are, you know, moderate at the very best. So you're taking a look at around 67 degrees currently in Hunt Valley, 68 degrees if you are in Pikesville right now. Talk Radio, actually, I'm sorry, Pikesville 64, downtown Baltimore 68. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The body of a swimmer who went missing Sunday has been recovered from the waters of the quarry at the Beaver Dam Swim Club in Baltimore County. Search teams found the body of 36-year-old Michael Randall on Tuesday afternoon. The Baltimore County Police Underwater Recovery Team, assisted by several neighboring emergency crews in the search that included the use of sonar, recovery dogs, divers, boats, and an underwater robot. Officials say Randall's body was found in around 65 feet of water. Governor Wes Moore has appealed the federal government's denial of a major disaster declaration after flooding devastated parts of Western Maryland in May. In July, FEMA denied the state's request for disaster assistance, even though Maryland met the threshold for federal assistance. Lawyers for Kilmer Abrego Garcia are pushing to dismiss his Tennessee criminal case. His attorneys argued in court that he is being selectively and vindictively prosecuted by the Trump administration. And a 5-year-old girl remains hospitalized in critical condition after she was hit by a tow truck in East Baltimore. Police say the girl suffered multiple injuries after she stepped onto the roadway in the 1800 block of Asquith, was struck on Monday night. It's 7:05 at WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery 409. Your Pick 4, 8603. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Samuel Basayo won it last night for the Birds over Boston with a pinch hit RBI ground out in the top of the 11th. But it was relief pitcher Rico Garcia in the 8th who was the star of the game.
He's dead! Yes!
Kevin Brown on Masson and Dave O'Brien on the New England Sports Network combined for the call. Rico Suave Garcia, what a performance, inheriting a bases-loaded, no-out jam in the 8th, striking out the side as part of a 4-3 extra-inning win for Baltimore. After the game, manager Mancelino giving credit where credit was due.
That's the story of the game right there for Rico. Just, it's a Hawaiian kid. He's calm. His dad's here. His dad flown from Hawaii. You know, that inning got away from Cade a little bit. You know, when Rico comes in, base was loaded right there. He was fine.
Ravens defense prides itself on stopping the run, and defensive tackle Broderick Washington is one of the key run stuffers. And so he was asked yesterday if the Buffalo playoff loss was even harder to swallow, considering the Bills did it to the Ravens on the ground.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it sucked. It was bad. And we pride ourselves on not letting people run the ball, so, like, that fall on the front, really. So I think everybody took that pretty tough. And we've been working at it every day to be the best group that we could be.
Buffalo ran for 147 yards on the Ravens that day, including three touchdown runs. Coming up in 30 minutes, a novel way to raise revenue now in college sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, the Rhode Island Attorney General gets arrested and reminds the police who she is. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, update on our southern border. What do you hear what the Trump administration is doing now to drive the left stark raving mad regarding the wall, and an update on that illegal alien truck driver who killed three in Florida. But our top story here is the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu.
Woo!
She don't like ICE. She doesn't like immigration. In fact, she loves the fact that she's the mayor of a sanctuary city.
So she started her press conference or availability or statement, whatever it was yesterday, with a mariachi band. Okay, just to kind of set the scene on this. So then you have the very Asian Michelle Wu come up, who is the mayor of the city of Boston, and scold Pam Bondi and the federal government for having the temerity to send her a letter saying, it's time for you to follow the law.
Here is our response. Stop attacking our cities to hide your administration's failures. Unlike the Trump administration, Boston follows the law.
No, you don't.
And Boston will not back down from who we are and what we stand for.
If you follow the law, that means that you will certainly not impede ICE when they're there to do their job. And frankly, it would imply, if you're interested in following the law in the generic sense, that you would actually help law authorities pursue the law as written both in local, written all, in local, state, and federal law.
What failures is she talking about? The fact that not a single border crossing has happened in the last 3 months? It is now completely secure. That's not a failure. That's a success. It was the Biden regime that failed and led millions of people in this country, including the worst of the worst.
But no, she says, Boston's right. The feds are wrong.
To all the federal officials attacking communities that embody diversity, creativity, and moral clarity, we mayors said this in D.C. nearly 6 months ago, and I'll say it again today. You are wrong on the law, and you are wrong on safety.
Yeah, clearly, taking murderers and rapists and, you know, violent people off the streets, that is way wrong on safety. I mean, the best thing to do is to simply leave your doors unlocked to give them better access to your stuff. That would be the sensible approach, I guess, in her mind.
You are wrong on cities. The cities that live in your minds are totally foreign to the residents living in our cities. And we are picking up the pieces of your failures to deliver on your promises.
Oh, Lord.
Under the Trump administration, groceries are less affordable.
No, they're not.
Housing is harder to build.
No, it's not.
And good news on our economy has been as hard to find as the Epstein list.
Way wrong. Look, I mean, it's lie after lie after lie. During the Biden administration, the cost of all those things went way up. During the Trump administration, the inflation rate has come down. The ease of buying things has come down. If you want to make things a lot easier, please talk to your friends at the Fed and say, hey, maybe it's time to loosen up on the interest rates a little bit. Since Europe has actually changed theirs like 10 times in the last 18 months and you haven't changed them at all, maybe it's time to loosen up just a little bit. More on that coming up from a spokesperson from the Attorney General's office. Her name is Trish McLaughlin. She has a couple of words for the good mayor. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And the backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels in the area of 25 minutes, maybe a little bit longer now, southbound 895, backed up almost back to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. We're moving traffic, only two lanes southbound on 895. Four lanes are open on 95 south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but those delays are there. Very heavy traffic, a little bit damp, a little bit of fog. Most cars still have their low beams on, so we're dealing with that. About 20 minutes ago, City Fire said they rolled up on a wreck northbound JFX near the Pepsi sign. That's at the 41st Street Bridge. So again, a heads up if you're coming north from Falls Road or you're coming up from Druid Park Lake Drive and 28th Street. More equipment is arriving near the Hanover Street Bridge to report of a water rescue. Again, I don't know if it's somebody in the water or a vessel was having a problem, but they're all queuing up in that area. Beltway locally now with the normal delays and the wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Looks like it may be to the shoulder, slowing Prince George's County Interloop at Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy. We had some drizzle, mist this morning. It'll be mild, highs near 80. And then after today, things begin to heat up and dry out. Sunny right now, 69 in the city and 69 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the peace talks are moving at alarmingly fast pace here. I don't think it's, I mean, it just, it's blowing everybody away how fast this is being put together by President Trump. So the White House is preparing for a Trump-Putin-Zelensky trilateral meeting in Budapest. That is the report that's coming out now. But before that, Putin and Zelensky will meet.
I think they're doing okay. I wouldn't say they are ever going to be best friends, but they're doing okay. And we're just going to see. So we're setting up a meeting. I sort of set it up with Putin and Zelensky. And, you know, they're the ones that have to call the shots. We're 7,000 miles away, in all fairness.
And Trump says he hopes that Putin and Zelensky will behave themselves in the peace talks.
I hope President Putin is going to be good. And if he's not, it's going to be a rough situation. And I hope that Zelensky, President Zelensky, will do what he has to do. He has to show some flexibility also.
One of the things that Trump said that he was really shocked at is that how the European leaders weren't willing, they weren't acting with any kind of urgency. Thousands of people are dying every day in Ukraine, and he said European leaders wanted to put the Putin-Zelensky meeting off for a couple of weeks, if not for a month or two. He said that was unacceptable.
Even these guys that say, "Okay, let's meet next week," I said, "You can't meet next week. Next week you're going to have 7,000 more dead people. You can't do that. You got to get this thing done." One of the things at the table was one of the gentlemen who's a great guy, but he said, I hope I didn't insult him. He said, "Well, let's meet in another month or two, and let's see if we can start, making some way." I said, "A month or two? You're going to have another 40,000 people dead in a month or two. You have to do it tonight."
He's absolutely right about that.
The lack of urgency from the government officials, traditional government officials, is amazing.
Well, there was no urgency at all in the Biden administration. All they wanted to do was sell weapons. It was a forever war. That's what they're used to. That's the dynamic, and we're not going to take that anymore. And no more forever wars. And especially as President Trump is in office. He was asked then about the D.C. crime crackdown and, is this a model, is this a template for the rest of our nation's cities? And what's going to happen, Mr. President, when you're out of office? Who's going should Americans be concerned about what happens next?
All you can do is make sure you get a good president, not one of these wackos like in California that that runs the worst state anybody's seen, or that guy in Illinois who his family threw him out of the business because he was no good. Now he's running Illinois and he wants to run for president. He's got zero chance. Maybe Newsom has a little bit of a chance. I don't know, but it's hard to believe because his record's bad. But all you can do is hope you don't get that as president.
Yeah, it's all you can do, and work very hard for whether it's Vance or Rubio or whoever it is. But one of the reasons it's motivating President Trump, he said, this was an interesting quote, because remember, he felt that God intervened and saved his life for, again, another purpose on the day they almost shot and killed him with a shot to the head. Quote, I want to try and get to heaven, if possible. I hear I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons. This peace deal, and hopefully reuniting these children with their families and countrymen. Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee pledge additional National Guard troops. Total of 6 Republican-led states will send troops to help clean up D.C. And luck for Tennessee ought to clean up Memphis. And Memphis is worse than Baltimore. Trump is also ready to use every element of American power against Venezuela's narco-terrorist Nicolas Maduro to stop drugs from flooding into the United States. The U.S. have sent 3 destroyers, 4,000 troops off the coast of Venezuela to combat the drug threats, and they also offered a $50 million reward for Maduro's arrest. I think that's a pretty serious bounty.
Yes, indeed.
On the head of Maduro. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has revoked 6,000 student visas over crime and support for terrorism. Yeah, if you come over here as a guest, student visa, and you're advocating crime, criminal acts, advocating terrorist acts, out you go. We're not going to stand for that anymore. That New York woman who was in D.C. attending far-left anti-Trump rallies before her arrest yesterday, announced by U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro. This is the one, the assassination attempt.
Yep.
Her name is Nathalie Jones. She wanted to disembowel the president, according to her post on Facebook. She was also seen with Rosa DeLauro, the purple-haired leftist Democrat from Connecticut, at one of her rallies. Special Prosecutor Ed Martin calling on Letitia James to resign as the New York Attorney General as his mortgage fraud investigation heats up. Martin was spotted in New York looking at her mortgage, her housing properties to see what the value of those were. So he is currently investigating her and others as well, including the J6 pardons. Day 213 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
This is Scott Jennings. Join me every weeknight at 9 as my mission is to arm you with common sense, crush liberal narratives, and help shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person man thing, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Minor wreck on the Beltway. Looking at it here, the outer loop at Harford Road's on the right shoulders behind the white line, so they're not really paying much attention to it. Very heavy traffic already there anyway from Bel Air Road and from Putty Hill over towards Paring Parkway. So, you know, just a word of caution. The first responders there off to the right side of the roadway. City Fire just caught the tail end of the conversation. Sounds like the wreck is still there. Northbound JFX at the Pepsi sign at 41st Street. A lot of the traffic is southbound through there, but if you're coming up from Falls Road or Druid Park Lake Drive, you need to be prepared. I think the vehicle was in the right lane. There's a water rescue, a lot of equipment on the scene near the Hanover Street Bridge, so right at Cromwell Street. And if you're coming up from the hospital area on the south side, you need to be prepared for the flashing lights there. Interloop at Greenspring, not bad. The west side backup, of course, on the Beltway is 795 all the way down through Route 40. And both the tunnels looking now at least a 30-minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, misty, we had some rain overnight and early this morning, and maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm. Could be hanging around, possible this afternoon, with highs near 80, and now we got cloud cover again. 69 in the city and 69 in Millersville. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Well, you heard from Mayor Michelle Wu of Boston earlier this half hour saying that Boston is right and the federal government is wrong and they're going to follow the law. Well, the law says what they're doing is not following the law at all. Tricia McLaughlin is the Assistant Secretary for PR over at the Department of Homeland Security. She was tasked with responding to the good mayor.
The lives of Americans is no joking matter, and these sanctuary city politicians like Mayor Wu out of Boston are playing Russian roulette with the American public's lives. I mean, look, in the last 2 weeks, we've arrested out of Boston child rapists, aggravated assaulters, really the worst criminals, and we're going to continue to do so. And if these sanctuary politicians won't follow the law, then we will be forced to flood the zone. We're hiring more than 10,000 new ICE enforcement officers. We have about 110,000 applications, so we're going to have the workforce to do that.
Yeah, you're going to have the workforce to flood the zone if they need to flood the zone. But think about this. They have arrested child rapists just in the last 2 weeks. You want to be Michelle Wu explaining to the parent of a child who was raped by an illegal why what you're doing is just swell and what the federal government is doing is just horrible? I would not like to be in that individual's shoes whatsoever. McLaughlin then said, here's where we are on these arrests.
Everything is on the table, including those lawsuits and including withholding federal funding. These politicians have to take action and stop playing these political games. 70% of the arrests that are made under this administration have been of illegal immigrants with prior criminal convictions or pending criminal charges. So these are criminals that we are going after.
They're going after the criminals. They're going after the bad guys. Now, look, if you're hanging around with the criminals and the bad guys and you're also illegal, but, you know, you just work a job, if you're there in the room, they're going to get you, too.
The problem is that previous presidents, Democrat and Republicans, have let these cities basically define the terms to cherry-pick what laws they want to follow. They need to be made examples of. Wu in Boston, Pritzker in Illinois, Newsom in California, Bass in Los Angeles. By the way, he's now calling the homeless unhoused Angelenos. they need to be made examples of. And so they lose their federal funding, and then if you're not going to cooperate, we're going to flood the zone, as Tom Holman has said. We're going to send, like we're doing in D.C., we're going to send federal agents, federal troops into your city, and we'll stop it until you decide that you're going to follow the law like the rest of us are expected to
do. Or until we have found every single illegal that we are able to find, in which case then we'll move on to the next sanctuary city and see if they understand the situation a little bit more fully than you seem to. So more on that story as it continues to develop. Rosie O'Donnell, you know, she's the one who fled the country and went over to Ireland and now is daily posting stuff just to keep herself, I guess, happy. I guess there's not a lot to do over in Ireland. She posted this.
Black out the system. Black out the system.
I'm not really sure I understand what that means, but apparently that's a thing. To black out the system is an event that's going to take place.
The left, once again, they're not going to participate in the economy. They're not going to buy anything. They're not going to show up to work. They're going to basically go on strike from life, as we know it, in the United States. And they think that'll bring us to our knees and undermine and cripple the United States.
For how long will this happen?
A day?
A day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Fine. So you're gonna go out. You're gonna do nothing on Wednesdays, folks. They're gonna go grocery shopping on that Tuesday. So make sure you do your shopping some other time. There's been no difference
maybe,
at all.
Maybe we should rid out the system.
In
red states, we're not gonna let any produce or groceries or goods through to blue cities and blue states. You're on your own. Grow your own damn food, you idiots.
Black out the system. Yeah. Okay. That has no impact whatsoever. Hey, are you constantly searching for an extra energy boost? You know, as we age, folks, we know this. Our bodies produce less of the natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level, supports a healthy heart, and maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, our exclusive radio listeners can take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another one completely free. All you have to do is use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when placing your order. Now, to place an order, visit ras-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL at checkout. Again, mention the code FUEL when you call or use it at ras-q.com to get your second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine totally free.
What's got the left up in arms down on the southern border? We'll explain in great detail. Stay with us. 7:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The state fire marshal's office investigating a two-alarm barn fire in Carroll County. A Tuesday afternoon blaze at Cold Springs Dairy Farm on Hawks Hill Road in New Windsor caused an estimated $500,000 in property damage. No injuries. All the cows in the farm are safe. Fire appears to have started in the interior of a large barn, and the cause remains under investigation. The MTA has launched the Rules of the Ride campaign and encourages passengers to review the Rider Code of Conduct. The campaign comes ahead of a new law that takes effect in October that will allow the MTA to suspend or ban people who assault passengers and transit operators. The code outlaws courteous conduct, prohibited conduct, and bannable conduct. Administrator Holly Arnold says most people ride with respect every day, and the code of conduct is about making sure that everyone can count on a safe transit experience. Hey, Hurricane Aaron is out there. Won't hit us directly, at least that's what we think now, but it's going to cause problems. Ocean City's Department of Emergency Management continuing to monitor Hurricane Aaron. Storm is projected to remain offshore, expected to have a significant impact on the Mid-Atlantic coast this coming week. Emergency Services Director Joe Theobald says Ocean City closed its beaches to swimming and surfing yesterday as a proactive step to protect the safety of residents, visitors, and first responders. And the body of a swimmer who went missing on Sunday has been recovered from the waters of a quarry at the Beaver Dam Swim Club in Baltimore County. Search teams found the body of 36-year-old Michael Randall on Tuesday afternoon. The Baltimore County Police Underwater Recovery Team was assisted by several neighboring emergency crews in that search, including the use of sonar, recovery dogs, divers, boats, and an underwater robot. Officials say Randall's body found in around 65 feet of water. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already
paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Pick three, lottery number 409. You pick 48603. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck reported in Harford County. It's on 152 on Mountain Road. It's at Watervale Road, so it's in the Falston area. It looks like it's minor, but you'll have some flashing lights there. Beltway is slow in the backup on the Parkville side. That wreck is on the right shoulder on the outer loop at Harford Road. Delays with both the Harbor tunnels. Last check, anywhere from 20 to 25, 30 minutes southbound on 95 and 895. They're both backed up into the area at Moravia Road. Just the normal delays coming south at the 95 and 895 split. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cloudy and misty morning for your Wednesday. We'll see those temperatures a little bit warmer for the afternoon. A couple of stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening time. Drying out as we head toward the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Some extra inning magic for the Birds last night with a tremendous double play turned 4-6-3 in the bottom of the 10th to keep the score tied at 3. And then we go to the 11th for the Orioles with one out and a runner on third.
Here comes the kid, Samuel Basayo. He will try to give the Orioles the lead in the 11th. Basayo gets a little piece in front of the plate, and he brings him the run. He just scraped a changeup off the dirt, scoring Jackson, and Samuel Basayo as his first go-ahead RBI in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The tapper was just enough as Corbin Martin wiggles out of a jam in the bottom of the 11th, and the Birds slip out of Fenway with a two-game sweep, 4-3 the final. The Orioles are off tonight. They begin an interesting eight-game homestand on Thursday night against the Astros, and off the field, the Orioles announcing a special offer yesterday for fans, hoping to catch the Killer Bees. That's Dylan Beavers and Samuel Basayo in their first home series starting tomorrow night. A limited-time ticket offer. Fans can purchase discounted tickets for games against the Astros and the Red Sox now until Friday, August 21. Using code MLBDEBUT, go to Orioles.com/tickets or Orioles.com/debut. One player turning heads in Owings Mills these days is rookie defensive lineman Aeneas Peebles. Undersized, 6 feet, 289, but with tremendous quickness. John Harbaugh has been extremely impressed.
He flashes. He's quick. He gives us a little bit of a change of speed pitch. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's a fastball. Maybe it's with movement. I mean, he's quick in there.
Peebles will get the start against the Commanders on Saturday night. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Dolphins agreeing to a one-year contract with outside linebacker and former Raven Matt Judon on Monday. The contract is worth up to $6 million, according to multiple reports. Miami was 27th in the league last year in sacks. Judon has 72 of them in his career. Boxer Julio Chavez Jr. has been deported to Mexico, where he's wanted for alleged cartel ties following his arrest in the U.S. for overstaying his visa and lying on a green card application. Chavez, 38 years old, had a warrant for his arrest in Mexico for alleged arms and drug trafficking and ties to the Sinaloa cartel. And finally, in the never-ending thirst for revenue that colleges now are trying to eke out of their team sports fans, the University of Oklahoma has come up with something novel, offering fans a chance to attend post-game news conferences conferences, but it won't be cheap. It's one of the Sooner Magic Moments offerings the program has created to give fans greater access this season. Here's the cost for two people to sit in on the media session after the Oklahoma-Michigan non-conference showdown is $692.11. For the SEC home opener against Auburn, it'll be $576.86. How they come up with the cents part of it, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure they have economists and accountants with spreadsheets doing it all. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Jordan Westberg sparking memories of Frank Robinson.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, I just want to say, I think the Baltimore Banner does a great job with sports coverage. Orioles, Ravens, horse racing, etc.
Except when that dude Goon is ripping the Harbaughs for going to the White House.
Okay, but that's Goon's job. Goon's job is actually to be a Goon. We're talking about Kyle Goon.
Have Goons?
Yeah, journalists. Yeah, it's not only on the field; it's off the field. Journalists have goons. We send goons out to do hit pieces on people like Harbaugh. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
You've been in the business for 40 years, and you didn't know that? We got goons.
Yeah.
Anyway, this wasn't written by goons. This was written by Andy Koska, and it was from an interview that he did with Jordan Westberg. Westberg, very candid, talked about the Orioles' need in the offseason to get a veteran in here who's been through the wars to kind of lead this young squad of Orioles, because the Orioles currently are a reserved bunch. There's not a lot of natural leaders. Which brings me to the point. That's exactly what the Orioles did in 1966 when they brought in Frank Robinson from Cincinnati to lead a young team that had been good for 3 years in a row. They had a winning record. They were within a few games of first place. But they just needed that guy to get over the hump, to lead that group. And that's exactly what Frank did for 5 years, winning 3 American League pennants and a World Series.
Well, he wasn't just a veteran. The guy could purely... He was a great hitter. He went Triple Crown?
Triple Crown in 66, and then Yaz did in 67. Right. That's true. I'm saying, you got to bring a guy that can play.
Yeah.
But that guy's got to be a veteran leader. Because this group right now is a great young group, but they're kind of rudderless. You see it. None of them talk. Like, Henderson's reserved. Westberg's the most fiery guy, but he doesn't lead by words. He leads by example. You need a guy who comes in and kind of sets the clubhouse.
Like Benny Rutter.
I'm not familiar with Benny Rutter.
Well, if they get him on the team, they won't longer be rudderless, would they?
Right. So then you would... Okay. I guess that... Well, yeah. According to your logic, you'd be through with that. But anyway, so that's what they need. And Westberg was candid in the comments, and I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Look, guys, for whatever reason, Burns didn't come back. They didn't offer Santander really back. They were missing that veteran leadership, and I think it shows up this year.
All right. It's a good thought. All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, things are getting interesting on our southern border. The fact that it has been secure now 3 months in a row with zero border crossings.
That's amazing.
1.6 million. And people have self-deported already. We have deported many others in the millions. We're now arresting at some point 1,000 people a day at a minimum. So that projects to about 400,000 a year being arrested and deported. Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, said yesterday the border is now secure.
We have the most secure U.S. border that we've ever had in the history of this nation.
She also wanted to say something. The Department of Homeland Security has decided to do something to the southern border wall that will make it much more difficult for the few illegals who have decided to scale it. Well, it's going to be harder now.
We are going to be painting the entire southern border wall black to make sure that we encourage individuals to not come into our country illegally.
And that makes it too hot to climb. Because
black,
black absorbs heat. Democrats are furious about this, naturally. Even so, it's better than the alternatives, isn't it? Would Democrats prefer the wall be covered in razor wire? Which many countries do. They put razor wire up. This is just black. It'll be very, very hot in the desert sun, so that people won't be able to scale up the wall.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, any deterrence you can have, I'd say razor wire would be a bad idea, but if you can't find that, maybe one of these razor blade manufacturers has extra blades.
Yeah.
Just scotch tape them all.
There's some of them actually put them in the walls themselves when they pour the concrete.
Yikers.
Illegal alien truck driver who killed three people on a Florida highway failed his English test.
Swell.
Could not read the road signs. Again, the state of California gave him a license. This is the guy that made the insane U-turn on Florida's turnpike near Fort Pierce last Tuesday, caused a deadly crash, killing three people. What the hell are we doing giving illegal aliens who can't read or write English a driver's license, especially
a CDL?
And, of course, he got a Biden work permit. The Trump administration, the first Trump administration denied him one. In comes Biden. Biden gives him one. And then Newsom was trying to blame it all on Trump. He got caught in a lie. It's amazing. And finally, an illegal alien who investigators said snuck back in the United States after being convicted of a sex crime involving a child appeared in federal court here in Baltimore yesterday. Alfredo Carrion Lopez, sentenced to time served, more than 20 months in custody. He apparently, back in 2013, raped a six-year-old girl. And then finally was... She reported it in 2018. It took several years to get him to bring him to justice. He eventually was convicted, sentenced to 25 years in prison. A judge suspended all but time served, 2.5 years. He was deported to Mexico in 2021, and he snuck back in the country during the Biden years in 2023. So there's your new Margarita poster boy, Senator Van Hollen. There's a Maryland man. They want to share some margaritas with that dude.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 743. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Make that happen right now. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Got around 60 seconds, because first we have Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the 3s. Charles?
Yes, thank you. We're brought to you as a service of Lead East 2025. It's going to be the world's greatest oldies party, Labor Day weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. The wreck on the JFX, I think, is cleared. It was northbound near the Pepsi sign. I don't think it's a big factor right now. Southbound was still running okay through Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. The new wreck, Hartford County, Mountain Road at Waterville Road in Falston. There may be some partial road blockage there. Both the tunnels still fighting all the heavy traffic southbound. Been backed up in the area between Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway pretty much since the last hour or so. So those delays continue. And the Beltway, the normal delays in the backup on the Parkville side. A couple of vehicles are on the right shoulder on the outer loop at Hartford Road, and we just made our checks through Annapolis. Nothing at the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point, Severn River Bridge, but the morning backup is there on I-97 southbound at Route 32. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll never-ending weekend. Leather jackets, pool skirts, concerts, cool classic cars. You'll get transported back in time to the greatest American era. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. You log on to leadeast.net. For more information, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cloudy today. Stray showers and storms possible still this afternoon. Highs will be near 80, and then, of course, things are going to dry out and heat up eventually. Right now, cloudy 70 in Pasadena, and it is 71 in Parkville. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner today. We have the WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug is our prize. Helen in Towson, good morning.
Morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, last, of course.
Okay. Well, good luck. Yeah. Here are your three stories. Delray Beach, Florida has a rainbow mural painted atop one of their paved intersections. The Florida Department of Transportation says that violates state law on pavements. And they're threatening to pull funding if they don't remove it. The city is saying they won't. The mural was unveiled back in 21 to celebrate LGBTQ pride and inclusion. Story two, the International Olympic Committee says they will review a request to include an unusual Olympic event. German shopping cart competition for the next Summer Olympic Games. The event has men and women push shopping carts from a distance toward a cart return target. Apparently it's a big thing in Europe. Many believe the IOC's consideration is purely a courtesy. And story number three, a Reisterstown, Maryland man arrested after officers responded to complaints from other people in public saying that the man was swimming without clothing in a creek when his actions resulted in him exposing his butt cheeks to patrons of a locally held event. Apparently his butt cheeks broke the surface, and that is what caused people to complain. The man was charged with misdemeanor, open lewdness, and summary disorderly conduct as a result of his butt cheeks breaking the surface. Yes. All right, story one, Delray Beach Beach Pride mural will stay despite the pressure from Florida. Story two, will the IOC consider the German shopping cart competition for the next Olympic Games? Or story three, Reisterstown man swims naked and gets arrested. All right, we'll start with Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I don't know where Bruce was when that happened. So,
I knew he was going to go there.
You know he's over in the Quinns Falls. That's and you right. know the Quinns Falls, depending on the time of the year, is not very deep. Uh-huh. Yeah. At least it wasn't swimming on his back.
No man is an island.
Some people are. Just call me Kent. I want to go with the butt crack guy.
All right. Log it. Chuck goes with the butt crack guy. That should be an interesting couple. Bruce.
Well, oh, boy. I think the Delray story is most probably true. The IOC, as oddball as that sounds. No, that's got to be fake news. I'm going to guess number two.
All right, Bruce goes for his two. Kristen?
Yeah, between two and three. I mean, they all seem like they could be true, but I think I'll go with number three, the local story. I did not hear that, at least.
Kristen goes for story number three. And Helen?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just cannot believe the IOC would be that crazy. I've got to go with number two.
Okay, Helen goes with Bruce. Number two, nobody was story number one, the Delray Beach Pride mural. Yeah, that is a true story. Mm-hmm. I've actually driven over that. When I was in Delray a couple of years ago. Repeatedly.
When you backed over it with your tires squealing, that's when they began to have a problem.
Me and my friend Skid Marks.
Yes. Nice to use that name on the air.
I know you did.
Yes.
Story number two, the IOC reviewing the German shopping cart competition for the next Summer Olympic Games. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Helen and Bruce.
Thank you. I'm relieved that I was right.
Have you ever seen it, though? It is an amazing... shopping cart returns you have?
Yes.
So they have those...
I see it all the time at Aldi.
Yeah, again. Yeah. But they have people, from 50 feet push the carts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you get the X amount of points if you get the cart
like
all the way in. Yeah, it's like curling, but with shopping carts. It's crazy.
But Olympic, I can't buy that. Sorry.
No, you didn't buy it, Helen. That's why you are
a
winner.
I'm thrilled. Thanks, guys.
I will put you on hold to tell you to get your prize.
Congrats.
It'd be very interesting if you were pushing a shopping cart with Chuck in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, how do they figure out, do they choose the one shopping cart in the entire world that has all four good working wheels?
Oh, of course.
It's got to be part of it. It
can't be the ones at Walmart.
I just, at the Giant up in Reisterstown, they just got all brand new carts.
Oh, did they?
And they're really nice.
Very nice.
Oh. They're light. Now, some carts are really heavy, and the wheels are wobbly, and so on. They're brand new carts. They're light. The wheels all work, and it really makes shopping a pleasureful experience.
So when Rama goes shopping, they're not heavy? Does that mean there's no child seat for you?
No. No, I don't. Yeah. I make her, push me around on those things.
She should put him in head first.
Yeah, exactly. I like to view the world from upside down.
That's what I've heard.
That's usually how I select personnel here for the show.
Yes. So the swimming story was true.
It was true.
It was true.
It was true.
Oh,
it was true.
Where was he in the water? Did it say?
Didn't say. Oh. But it just said that because he was swimming, he was minding his own business, he was swimming naked, but because, he was exposing his butt cheeks on the surface. That caused complaints, and the police responded and charged him.
I wonder if he was in the Gwynns Falls up there around Butler Road somewhere, you know.
Oh, I get it. Butler Road. Oh, you're just...
Butler
you are
Road.
So...
Yeah.
This guy.
Shut up.
751. You're on the morning drive. Casey and Elliot.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at lorienmakesense.com.
Hi, I'm Charlie Kirk. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of Charlie Kirk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. All right, so the backup on 895 has moved down just a bit. It was at Moravia Road. Now it's closer to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So about 20 minutes there into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is backed up at Moravia Road. And then we're going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. Busy at the Sky Ramp and 95 Russell Street. 395, there's a little bit of a slowdown, and it's bogging down right in the area between Washington Boulevard and the Caton Avenue ramps on 95 South as you're heading out to the Beltway. Some fog and some mist in the area right now, so again, be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, maybe a stray shower or storm possible this afternoon, highs near 80, and then things begin to heat up, dry out for the rest of the week. Right now, mostly cloudy, 71 in Arnold, 70 in Middle River. You're up to date here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is kind of hilarious. Things you don't do when you have too much to drink, and the police say, excuse me, you've had too much to drink, we're going to have to kind of subdue you for a little while here. You don't begin to crow about your job. This is something that one of the AGs up in Rhode Island apparently did not get the memo.
If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go. We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Let's go.
Come on.
There are two full grown women and mothers.
I'm an AG. What are you probable cause to detain me for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
I'm an AG.
You're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs. I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Apparently, she's an AG, Sean. If there's any doubt in your mind, the woman is an AG.
Well, apparently, because I looked at this story, and she and a female companion were at a restaurant.
Drunk and disorderly,
and they asked her to leave, and she refused to leave. So they then called the police. Out you go.
But I'm an AG.
Right. So she probably pulled the AG card on the restaurant.
Right.
And the restaurant people said, nah, we don't care. We're calling the cops.
Yeah.
Cops show up. I'm an AG. That's right.
But if there's any doubt as to what she does for a living, folks, she's an AG.
Now she's an IJ. In jail.
In jail. Now, this, you could tell that the campaign for the presidency has already begun, because Gavin Newsom has now released his next presidential campaign commercial.
Wake up, America. Wake up to what Donald Trump is doing. Here he is once again trying to rig the system. He doesn't believe in the rules. We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear district by district. We have got to meet fire with fire.
That's the newest ad from Gavin Newsom. It has nothing to do with what he's doing in California to continue to destroy that state's economy.
Have you seen the ad? I mean, he's got ads now where he's the American flag.
Oh, yeah.
Red, white, and blue. He wants you to think he's this big patriot.
I mean, this is an early campaign start
for this
guy.
And not a communist sympathizer that shut down most of California during COVID like people here in Maryland did and elsewhere. So they think we have short memories, yeah, and that voters are going to forget what happened during COVID. I will not.
No, sure. We won't. But my problem is, unfortunately, I think a lot of people will. That's ancient history. We shouldn't talk about that. Look at how nice he is now. He has dramatic music and good hair. Let's make him president. Whatever. And then, of course, Sean, you know there's a continuing effort of mine to make sure, and of Morning Drive, to make sure that people have a broader education so that we go to various parts of the world. We're able to speak in a language they understand. Yes, once again, it's time for the Appalachian Word of the Day.
It's time for Appalachian Word of the Day. The word of the day is chores. Hey, honey, don't grab that. It ain't chores.
See? It's good to know where you are. Just a little extra vocabulary for you.
J.D. Vance finds that offensive.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he spends lots of time thinking about that.
Hillbilly elegy, man. Come on.
That's right.
Hi, Tim Kahn Electric, Heating and Cooling. Tim does a great job on your interior, exterior, electrical wiring, landscaping, you name it. If you've got an electrical problem, you should call Tim. You should also call him when it comes to heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, especially when it comes, he's still time now. We've got a couple more weeks of the hot weather, which it'll be back, believe me. Make sure your air conditioning is running smoothly, operating efficiently, not costing you extra money and cooling your home. And while you're at it, you might want to sign up for the maintenance contract for your forced air or heat pump service as well as we head into the fall and winter months. Make sure that there are no surprises when you need the heat. It's going to be there and respond for you. And it's very simply done. Tim and his crew will come out and perform that maintenance on your HVAC system and as well address any of your electrical needs. All you have to do is give him a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can check him out, timkylecompany.com. He's been out to my house, to Bruce's house recently, and we, again, have always had good experiences, and they're great guys. Tim Kyle Electric, HVAC, check him out.
Hey, guess what's coming up? Redistricting. Yeah, we're going to try that here in Maryland, too. That's what the Democrats say. Now, they already hold 7 of the 8 congressional seats. When I got here, Sean, it was 4-4, but of course, they've done away with that through gerrymandering after gerrymandering after gerrymandering. They want to see if they can get that 8th seat. You know, it wouldn't be a surprise to me if they somehow figure a way of pulling it off.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin is not ruling out a meeting of two presidents, Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about it.
I understand that the White House is working and allies are working to make this meeting happen, but did Putin promise to do a meeting with Zelensky, a direct meeting, in the coming weeks?
He has, and I just answered that question for you.
President Trump says he would be willing to attend the summit if asked to do so. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. President Trump seems to have embraced that passage from Matthew's gospel as he pursues peace between Russia and Ukraine.
The president told Fox News he's trying to end the Russia-Ukraine war, at least in part, because he wanted to go to heaven. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt doesn't think he was joking.
I think the president was serious. I think the president wants to get to heaven, as I hope we all do in this room as well.
However, the New Testament book of Ephesians makes clear that salvation is the result of grace through faith, not by works. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Hurricane Aaron starts stirring things up along the East Coast, North Carolina's Outer Banks are locals well familiar with the drill.
We've been through so many storms that it's not, it doesn't change a whole lot. Some people are trying to decide whether they're going to leave or stay still. But, for the most part, most of the residents are still here, I believe.
Shopkeeper Tommy Hutcherson on Ocracoke Island. Parts of the Outer Banks are under evacuation orders. In Texas, Republican lawmakers may vote today on their congressional redistricting plans, with Democrats vowing to take the matter to court. Israel's military preparing to widen its anti-terrorism operations in some of Gaza's most densely populated areas, possibly in the coming days. Wall Street, Dow futures down 24 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a tractor-trailer stopped on the outer loop of the Beltway right at the ramp at the JFX and right after the bridge as you're coming over from 83 and into that area. I'm not sure if this is a wreck or he's just broken down. Very large vehicle, right shoulder, but they're looking at it, so we're getting a backup that's going back towards 83, which now has joined the normal delay coming over from Parkville into Towson. So right now it's Bel Air Road all the way through Providence Road, across to York Road, and over towards 83, and then passing this tractor trailer on the right shoulder at the JFX. So again, it may be a wreck there. It hasn't been confirmed. I can't really see what's behind it to see if there's a police car behind it or whatever. They're getting around it, but it's crowding the right lane just a bit. There's a new situation in Carroll County, a pole down on Route 27, just off the intersection at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cloudy and misty morning for your Wednesday. We'll see those temperatures a little bit warmer for the afternoon. A couple of stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening time, drying out as we head toward the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, temperatures are mostly in the 60s. They have not grown much out of that all morning long. You're looking at around 66 degrees currently in Aberdeen. Downtown Baltimore, you have 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This headline, by the way, being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. If you're thinking about selling your home, please contact Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The body of a swimmer who went missing on Sunday has been recovered from the waters of the quarry at Beaver Dam Swim Club in Baltimore County. Search teams found the body of 36-year-old Michael Randall on Tuesday afternoon. The Baltimore County Police Underwater Recovery Team was assisted by several neighboring emergency crews in the search that included the use of sonar, recovery dogs, divers, boats, and an underwater robot. Wes Moore has appealed to the federal government's denial of a major disaster declaration after flooding devastated parts of Western Maryland in May. In July, FEMA denied the state's request for disaster assistance. Lawyers for Kilmer Abrego Garcia are pushing to dismiss his Tennessee criminal case. His attorneys argue that in court filing that he is being selectively and vindictively prosecuted by the Trump administration. Abrego Garcia was originally deported from the U.S. in what the Trump administration said was an administrative error because of the location to which he was deported. Later, it was alleged that he was a member of a gang. The state fire marshal's office investigating a two-alarm barn fire in Carroll County. The Tuesday afternoon blaze at Cold Spring Dairy Farms on Hawks Hill Road in New Windsor caused an estimated $500,000 worth of damage. It's 8:06. Pick 3 lottery number 409. Pick 4, 8603. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. With the Orioles' call-up of Sam Bisaio and the team's desire to give Kobe Mayo a look at first, it could be Ryan Mountcastle that would be the odd man out, but he's certainly not playing like it.
And Mountcastle lines one to left field that drops in front of Yoshida. Holiday is flying around third, and he is easily home to score.
It's a base. Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Mountie hitting 400 in his last six games with a home run and four driven in, getting the O's on the board last night on their way to a 4-3 extra inning win. Sam Bisaio with the game-winning ground out in the 11th. After the game, manager Mancelino said they earned the sweep.
I feel like we deserved to win that game in a lot of ways. We played the way we played that game in Houston. I felt like, you know, we probably deserved to win that game. So to win one of those two games, I feel like that's fair.
Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens defensive tackle Travis Jones earning high praise around the facility this summer for his rapid development and into one of the game's best nose guards, articulated here by line coach Dennis Johnson.
I expect Travis to be the best player on the field whenever he's on the field in general, and I think that Travis expects that for himself, just to be more dominant and be more consistent with being dominant.
And finally, a major piece of news in local high school lacrosse. McDonough boys coach Andy Hillgartner is moving on, taking the job at Georgetown Prep in Rockville. Hillgartner leaves Owings Mills with 223 career wins and four MIAA titles over 17 seasons. Coming up in 30 minutes, our favorite Joe Flacco memory, and that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. You can email us. The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And again, today's National Radio Day. Remember, it's the only service that you get for free. Thank you for choosing us here on The Morning Drive at WCBM each and every day. Coming up on the show this hour, Governor Moore. What the heck's happening? They're jumping ship. A lot of turnover in Governor Moore's staff. Also, the lack of transparency on the nonprofits. We'll take a look at the next step in the Ukraine-Russia peace deal. Top story here today is the redistricting battle continues in Texas and California and perhaps here in Maryland. As lawmakers in Texas go to mid-cycle redistricting, which is allowed by law in Texas, by the way. California would have to put it to a vote. Here in Maryland, Delegate David Moon, Democrat Marxist from the People's Republic of Montgomery County, says they're going to look at it in the next session here in Maryland as well.
But if and only if another state draws their districts more than once this decade by choice.
And, of course, we remember the days, because we've been doing this a long time, both Bruce and I, when the congressional delegation in Maryland was split 4-4. Four Democrat seats, four Republican seats. Although the Republican seats were, you know, center-left Republicans, they were still Republican seats. Now it's 7-1. And Moon, well, he wants to make it 8-0 in favor of the Democrats.
It is, partisanship is not a goal of mine in this process. As I've said from the beginning, all 49 other states ought to give themselves the same flexibility that Texas has to conduct redistricting at will.
Yeah, but you need to follow the law of your state and your state constitution. Meanwhile, Maryland Freedom Caucus Chairman Matt Morgan says, are you kidding me? He's saying it's not partisan?
This is the only reason why he's doing this, is partisanship.
Of course.
That's the only reason.
That's the shocker.
Yeah. And his reaction to wanting to do this now, well, he drew a very interesting analogy.
I think this is equivalent to an arsonist threatening to burn down your house after they've already burnt down your house. Maryland has been gerrymandered for the last 20 years.
Yeah, and look, I'm opposed to all gerrymandering. I think districts should be drawn based on nothing more than population. They shouldn't be done with ethnicity in mind, and shouldn't be done with politics in mind. Just the population.
Yeah.
But of course, the genie's out of the bottle. And Morgan says again, there's a reason for it. There's the census for proper appropriation and representation. But there's also the question of morality.
Yeah. So just because it's happening in a mid-year, I don't know if that really changes the morality of what's going on. And look, at some point, the red states are going to retaliate and do the same thing that Democratic states are doing. And I don't think there should be any animosity on that. I mean, they started this.
Yeah, well, they started it, but I don't even know if Republicans are capable of finishing it.
Right.
Because the Democrats ran roughshod over Abbott and Dustin Burroughs in Texas already, and I don't see any other Republican red states.
Nope.
You know, we already talked about California, Illinois, and now Maryland. New York, Hochul has threatened to do it. So at least five or six very blue states are threatening to retaliate when they started this whole thing. But where are the red states? Where are the Republican states? But like Tennessee and Florida and some of the other ones out there.
Well, if the Republican states let the Democrats steal a march on them, then, you know, a pox on both houses, frankly. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is. New stats are in on Choose Your Fake News, and it is number three, Chuck Whitaker.
Okay. That can be taken care of.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Sure. All you got to do is make the right phone call.
Oh, the right. See. Okay.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse. The outer loop of the Beltway, topside here, tractor-trailer is stopped on the shoulder. And again, not sure if this is a wreck or if he's broken down, but whatever it is, they're looking at it right here at the JFX. We're backed up past 83 towards Delaney Valley, towards Providence Road, over towards the ramp at Paring Parkway, and then backed up eventually towards Bel Air Road. It's also affecting the ramp from 83 south, getting on to the outer loop. So again, I'm not sure if he's just broken down, and there's a police car behind it. I can't quite see just out of the frame, but they're definitely looking at it, and it's kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. So that's a major backup right now coming from Parkville and eventually over to the JFX, and then you start past there and head up to the ramps towards Greenspring, and it's much better. But that's a long delay. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway right now wouldn't be a bad idea to get away from the Beltway on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecasted a cloudy day today with a stray shower hanging around, maybe highs near 80. And then tomorrow we start to dry out and heat up. Right now, cloudy, 72 in Annapolis, 68 in Ellicott City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Once again, folks, it's time to find out which lefty has lost it today. Oh, yes, another of the uninitiated. The individual who didn't bother reading the loan document when she took out the loan. It is time to watch the car come in from the far left, the Democrat clown car. Makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this young lady obviously went to a very nice college, accumulated a whole lot of college debt, and she has student loans to pay, and she's just discovered one of the rules of taking a loan is they tend to take out the interest first and then slowly let you pay off the principal of the loan. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, but it was certainly to her.
I called to ask about my student loans, and the girl who was talking me through it all, so helpful. But she just casually mentioned a point, do you want to know how much your daily interest is? I've never thought about it that way. So I was like, sure, tell me how much my daily interest is. $30 a day. $30 a day. So I could pay $1,000 a month, and only 10% of that is going towards my principal. And there is no option for me, according to her, to pay, like, each payment, do like part of the principal, part of the interest. No, it all goes towards interest until you have no interest left, which will basically never happen as I'm accruing $30 a day.
Yeah, well, that's not quite how it works, but you're getting closer. Welcome to being an adult. Wait till you get a mortgage. Right now, if you would, just get yourself out of here, get back in the clown, and move along, young lady.
So back to the redistricting question here for just a second. You have eight states where there are Republicans have 30 to 40% of the residents. They are registered in a state where they get zero seats. Zero. You have three states, Maryland being one of them, where Republicans have about 35-36% of the state, but get one seat. That's Andy Harris's first district seat. How is that equal treatment under the law? How is that one man, one vote? Why in this country, in this day and age, do we allow a black vote or a white vote to count more than anybody else's vote? How can we allow a Democrat vote to count more than a Republican vote or an independent vote or libertarian vote for that matter? Because that's when they redraw these, they gerrymander these districts, they're weighted.
Yeah.
They're weighted to benefit one group, either an ethnic group or a political group, over another group. That, to me, is a violation of the Constitution, equal treatment under the law.
Well, I gave you the percentages yesterday very early in the show, but here they are, Sean, for people who are wondering. Massachusetts, 36% Republican vote, zero seats. Maine, 46%, zero seats. Rhode Island, 42% of Republican votes, zero seats. Delaware, 42% Republican votes. That's 4 out of 10, zero seats. And that's just a partial list. They're like, you know, 12, half a dozen a dozen of them.
Well, California's proposal is, right now, I think Republicans get about 38% of the vote in California. And they want to take it from 9 seats to 4 seats. Okay. Now, Texas, I don't know what the Democrat percentage is. We should look at that as well, to be intellectually honest here. And do Democrats have 35-40% of the vote there? And
I don't know.
They're trying to take 5. But this is what happens after years, after decades of Democrat gerrymandering, of redrawing districts to benefit black, brown, and Democrat voters. The one red state that's pushing back is Texas.
Well, one of the other things that happens, and it's incredibly stupid, is there have been rulings in the courts that say you must have, under current federal law, you must have a majority black district. So you look at, you know, states like in the Carolinas, you'll see something that looks like a snake.
But that's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Of course
it's not equal treatment under the law. And look, there are going to be some districts where there are going to be majority black. You look at Baltimore, which is 63 or 64% black, or some of these other major cities. If you draw a district that is going to be largely the city, it's going to be majority black.
Sure.
But if you go to the Western Maryland, are you going to go Eastern Shore? It might be majority white. I don't know what the ethnic or demographic makeup is, but that's the way it should be. It should be drawn on population and not reconfigured so that it benefits one party or one ethnic group. That should be tossed out immediately. It's not fair.
No, they should take it out of the hands of the politicians, both left and right, in my view, and simply say it's going to be done in essence, a contiguous group of individuals who have a similar interest. In other words, this is a farm district.
But how is it also fair? We'll get to the other question here about the illegal aliens and their representation. But first off, let's talk to the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. The lead counselor is on with us here this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. I'm glad you guys aren't handling anything difficult or complicated, you know. It's a great conversation. Here's something interesting. We had a client who was in an accident. They were on the highway, and a car was doing one of these. I got to get there, and I don't care who I hit, and literally pushed my client off the road. Didn't hit them, however, pushed them off the road onto the side, and they bumped up against the guardrail, and the wife, the passenger, was injured. And they called just to make sure they didn't have a case because they weren't hit. And I explained to them that, you're right, a hit and run means that you get hit, but there's something called a phantom vehicle claim in Maryland, and that is if you are pushed or forced out of your lane by a car that is unidentified to you and remains unidentified, it's a phantom vehicle. And as long as you can prove that it happened, pretty much the same way a hit and run, although a hit and run could have some damage, some fresh damage that you might show, or in my client's case, he could show that there was damage up against the side where he hit the guardrail on the side, it's a case that goes under your uninsured motorist coverage, just like a hit and run, just like an uninsured motorist case where the defendant is uninsured. So you don't have to be struck to have the claim. If there is a negligent driver and he is fleeing, getting away, either by after hitting you and running or forcing you off the road, and you thankfully were able to avoid them, you still have your claim under your insurance, under your uninsured motorist coverage. So once again, folks, not an insurance salesman, but I'll tell you, automobile insurance is pretty doggone important, and when you get it, you make sure you've got that uninsured motorist coverage, which is the same amount as your liability coverage. And if anybody has any questions on insurance, auto insurance, they should call us. It's free. We're there. 410-363-6848, or go online to maflaw.com and send us a question, and we will answer the question because that is what we do. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Michael. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
One of our listeners called, said this tractor trailer on the beltway up here by the JFX was stuck in the mud, the back wheels. I thought it looked a little bit odd from the angle that I'm looking at. I'm looking towards the front end of the truck, but it looks like the trailer part is actually down lower than the cab. So obviously stuck in the mud, whether it's a sinkhole or just the mud or whatever. That's why they're looking at it. And I'm assuming the state police are behind it, and we're still backed up coming over from 83, which in turn is backed up towards Timonium Road. And then the beltway is extra heavy now from Parkville all the way over here to the JFX, just to make sure. You might want to be in the center and the left-hand lane as you leave that point and then start up the hill towards Green Spring Avenue. Harford County still working on the wreck. They were there earlier at Mountain Road, at Watervale Road. Utility pole is down in Carroll County. We're maybe limited lanes here on Route 27, just off the intersection at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with a stray shower or storm possible today. Highs near 80. It's already 76 and cloudy in Ocean City, 70 in Middle River. Let's go to the phones. Tyreek in Ellicott City. Good morning.
Morning, Tyreek.
He couldn't hang with us or dropped out of the cell. We'll try Aaron in Harford County.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, gents. So, Bruce, you called it a snake. I like to call them inkwads, like the psychologist
inkwads
on the map. A couple of things. Number one, I think it is definitely time that we increase the number of representatives in the House. And I know some people are probably going to be like, no, don't do that because it's going to give more unweighted representation to the Democrats. But I'll say this. President Trump, what, 79 million legal votes? It shows that if you run on the populist agenda or if you run on a popular message with good intentions, you're going to win no matter where the congressional district is drawn. So that's number one. Number two is that Congress could act, much like the Civil Rights era, and pass legislation that guarantees the Republican form of government to the smallest minority, which is the individual. And then the Supreme Court or the court legal process would then play out with regards to the legal argument, such as you utilize, what is it, the Yale case with regards to Asian students in college admissions. Yes. Under Title IX, meaning that you have to remove racial impacts out of your admission process. It's the same thing. It's actually more important because it is guaranteed to us in the preamble of the Constitution unto itself.
Yep, well, it makes sense, but, you know, when you look at it, it is patently unfair to allow millions of illegal aliens to pour over our southern border and come into this country, and then to count them as permanent residents as part of a census, which does drive up the Absolutely. Representation for California and for Absolutely. Other states that that are open border states.
That is the second worst opinion that the Supreme Court has ever authored, in my humble opinion. The first being the taking case out of Connecticut, where they can forcibly take, mm-hmm. by the force of a gun, your property for their tax revenue.
Yep.
I mean, that is essentially the kickoff of the first Revolutionary War. I'm not advocating for that. Let's not mistake what my political message is here. But the point is that these injustices by nine men and women in black robes are honestly some of the worst case law that has ever been decided. And Congress isn't impotent here. They can pass constitutional amendments, and the states can then override them should they so choose. The problem is that we have a bunch of representatives that are beholden to a lot of special interests in Congress, and they honestly don't care about doing what their actual natural...
Right, but what's happened here is that on both sides of the aisle, this has become about political power, how to retain it, how to get there. It's not about representation. It's not about, you know, them, you know, trying to be their good representatives for the public that live in their individual states. This is all about how do we attain power and how do we maintain it, and that's what it's become, and that's why it's got to be...
I don't want to plug another show, and I know you're up against the heartbreak here in a second. I don't want to necessarily plug another show, but if you listen to the Tucker Carlson podcast with George Santos, the back room, smoky room politics that he portrays in that interview before they sent him off to prison is highly interesting, and it would give a lot of context to your listener base.
Yep.
With regards to just this conversation. Jen,
very good. Aaron, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Good rant.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We can talk a little bit more about the takings case to the other side of the news, because it is an incredibly important change in the law. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes looking for HVAC services. With our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now, right now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
What's the next step in the Ukraine-Russia peace deal? We'll explore. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Transportation Administration has launched a Rules of the Ride campaign and encourages passengers to review the Rider Code of Conduct. The campaign comes ahead of a new law that takes effect in October that will allow the MTA to suspend or ban people who assault passengers or transit operators. The code outlines courteous conduct, prohibited conduct, and bannable conduct. Administrator Holly Arnold says most people ride with respect every day, and the code of conduct is about making sure that everyone can count on a safe transit experience. OC's Department of Emergency Management continuing to monitor Hurricane Erin. The storm is projected to remain offshore. However, it's expected to have a significant impact on the Mid-Atlantic coast this week. Emergency Services Director Joe Theobald says that Ocean City closed its beaches to swimming and surfing yesterday as a proactive step to protect the safety of residents, visitors, and first responders. Although the storm is forecast to track away from the coast, its large size will generate dangerous surf, rip currents, and the potential for widespread minor to moderate coastal flooding through Thursday of this week. The body of that swimmer who went missing on Sunday has been recovered from the waters of the quarry of the Baltimore Beaver Dam Swim Club. That's in Baltimore County. Search teams found the body of 36-year-old Michael Randall Tuesday afternoon. The Baltimore County Police Underwater Recovery Team was assisted by several neighboring emergency crews in the search that included the use of sonar, recovery dogs, divers, boats, and an underwater robot. Officials say that Randall's body was found at around 65 feet of water. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Right now, you're taking a look at a lottery numbers. 409 was your pick 3. 8603 was your pick 4. And is right now traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Two tractor trailers are causing problems right now. The new one, looking at it here, 95 South, right in the center lane before you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So if you're coming down from the city-county line, you're back there at Moravia Road. You have lanes to the left, two lanes there, two lanes to the right. Plenty of warning, but he's sitting dead center. It looks like the wrecker just pulled up, so we'll see if we get off the roadway here. But there's a backup. The good news after that, there's not much of a backup. Up then going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. On the top side beltway, tractor trailer with his wheels caught in some mud on the outer loop at the JFX. That's still attracting some attention there. We're backed up through the ramps at 83, and 83 South was backed up coming down from Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cloudy and misty morning for your Wednesday. We'll see those temperatures a little bit warmer for the afternoon. A couple of stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening time, drying out as we head toward the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds with a night off tonight before they start an 8-game homestand tomorrow night, beginning with the Astros. First chance for Baltimore fans to see the Killer Bees. That's Beavers and Basayo in person. Last night, Basayo adding to his early career resume.
Basayo gets a little piece in front of the plate, and he brings in the run. He just scraped a changeup off the dirt, scoring Jackson and Samuel Basayo as his first go-ahead RBI in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The tapper was just enough as the Birds slip out of Fenway with a 2-game sweep. 4-3 the final last night in 11 innings. After the game, manager Mancelino on how Basayo, called upon to pinch hit, handled the moment.
I'm paying attention to see, like, is he nervous? This is a really big moment he's going up for. And, like, for me, if he was nervous, he probably would have taken the first pitch because that would have been abnormal because he swings the bat. And he came out of the gate swinging it.
Speaking of handling the moment, how about a slew of Ravens, including Broderick Washington and Corey Bullock, less than 12 hours after the Cowboys game, in the Ravens facility, working out at 4 a.m. the next morning. Washington speak to it yesterday in Owings Mills.
I think it just speaks to the hunger of the team. I think we got a lot of guys that are hungry, whether that's for a job or championship. I think we got a group that's hungry.
Yesterday on the morning drive, we were talking about how Sam Bisaccia found out about his promotion to the majors, and that was in a heartfelt call delivered by his dad. Well, this was the scene in the Norfolk Tides locker room when manager Tim Fedorowicz broke the news to the Beaver.
Real quick, got a lot of questions about this the last couple of weeks, so I'm just going to answer in front of everybody. Dylan Beavers, we're going to the show.
Nicely done. And finally, with 40-year-old Joe Flacco being named as the Week 1 starter in Cleveland, it jogs the memory of some of the great moments of Baltimore's Flacco history. Of course, the usual suspects come to mind, the Mile High Miracle, Super Bowl 47. But how about this one from Flacco's rookie season in 2008?
Troy Smith is lined up just parallel to Flacco out of the gun. So hand off to Smith, he wants to throw. Smith looks the other way.
He's got
Smith
speed.
Airing it out to Flacco!
Now that's fun.
He hauls it in.
Joe Flacco had speed, and he hauls it in. A 43-yarder. Flacco Smith and the Ravens beat Jamarcus Russell and the Ravens that and the Raiders that day, I should say, 29-10. The time now is 8:37 when we return oldest starting quarterbacks in NFL history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So Joe Flacco at 40 years of age isn't even the oldest starting quarterback right. in the division.
Wow.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers at the age okay. of 41.
There you go.
Is the oldest starting quarterback
aging
in the NFL.
Aging quarterbacks in the AFC North.
That's right. This year. And then, of course, you've got Lamar and who else?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oldest starting quarterbacks that have started a season for a team in NFL history. Tom Brady
okay.
started the 2022 season at 45 years of
wow.
age for Tampa Bay. That broke the record set by Steve DeBerg. We forgot about him.
We forgot about Steve.
Steve yeah. DeBerg was yeah. 44 years old when he started for the Falcons in 1998. Okay. And then this one, you talked about Y.A. Tittle, the fact that he turned ball yeah. when he was 22 years
yeah,
old.
Right.
You think he was quarterback until he was 80? That's not true. Y.A. Tittle retired from football, retired when he was 39.
Okay.
After 17 seasons. The oldest quarterback to ever play a game in NFL history is George Blanda,
yeah.
48 years old.
Yeah.
Remember, he didn't start for the Raiders.
Right.
He was behind LaMonica and maybe even Stabler.
Yeah.
But he did play, and he did quarterback a game, 48 years old.
That's yeah, and then he became a kicker after that.
Well, he was a kicker first.
Yeah, kicker first,
well,
was he?
I think. Yeah. Well, no. Actually, he was a quarterback first for the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, right.
Back in the old AFL, then became a kicker, then was a backup right. quarterback, the ageless George Blanda.
Do I remember correctly that he had lost part of a foot? And there
that was Tom Dempsey.
That was Tom Dempsey.
Okay.
Yeah, the club.
Yeah.
The club foot, the 63-yarder.
Okay.
Which was held by Joe Scarpatti. Why I remember Joe, I don't even know.
Honest to God.
I was 9 years old when it happened, and for some reason that clicked with me. Joe yeah. Scarpatti.
How about
the
70-yarder a couple of weeks ago in a preseason game?
That football, by the way, went to the Hall of Fame.
But it was preseason. Doesn't count.
I know, but still 70-yarder.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for answering the question.
Yeah. Thank you, Scarpatti.
8:39, 21 minutes before the hour. Kurt's in Edgewater wants to talk about redistricting.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. It seems to me like artificial intelligence would do a lot better job than biased politicians.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But then again, you got who's programming the software.
Yeah, who enters the parameters.
Yeah. So that's...
Well, if it had one program, it would be, and they were able to, get both sides to agree on it, it would, it could worry. Like I said, it would definitely be better than what we have. But we have all the Republicans want is a fair playing field, and they're never going to get it as long as the media is on, lib whore,
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Both parties have done this to their advantage in the past.
Yeah, no doubt.
But both parties have done it. But I think the Democrats have made it an art form.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that's, no doubt. But,
they've got these Rorschach redistricting maps. Yeah. You know, it's based on your interpretation. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The success of this administration in foreign policy is something I think that people on the left simply didn't think was going to happen. The Trump administration is very busy putting peace above war. I mean, they're willing to, you know, lay it down if they need to, but this is a peace first and then war administration. This is something that's been noticed by foreign leaders. For example, Alexander Stubb heads the nation of Finland.
I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years.
Yeah, he's talking about Ukraine, and that's an interesting comparison. More progress in the last couple of weeks than the previous 3.5 years. Gee, who was president during that time period?
Drowsy Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
60 Minutes now admitting that during an interview that he had to be prodded.
Prodded. And you know,
awakened.
This is a diversion, but I think this is really important. If 60 Minutes had released that information when they did that interview, that they actually had to make sure the guy was awake for the next question. Think about the impact that would have had politically. So you have a network show, supposedly, once upon a time, 60 Minutes, man, that was like the icon of great journalism on broadcast journalism. What they're doing is they're hiding pertinent information because of political bias. You really think that if it meant a George W. Bush falling asleep during an interview with 60 Minutes, that they would simply let that go? They would have shown you the footage.
The Hunter Biden laptop cover-up. You name it. The media was complicit in this lack of transparency, and the fix was in. So clearly, now they're trying to CYA because they know they could be in trouble.
Yeah, they're going to be in major trouble. However, as the successes continue, those on the left get even more frantic. For example, from Connecticut, Chris Murphy.
The problem is, in the Senate, the Republican leader won't even bring up a vote, a debate on this bill, because Donald Trump doesn't even want a discussion about these sanctions because he's so worried that it might upset his great friend Vladimir Putin.
Oh, really? Oh, come on. Give it a rest. His great friend Vladimir Putin. And Murphy says there should be no peace deal. He doesn't want to have that success. No peace deal. Instead, let's send even more weapons to Ukraine.
What is most impactful and what will be most impactful in this war are more weapons for Ukraine.
There you go. That's the solution.
But you got to have soldiers to operate the weapons. That's the problem. And they're running out of bodies in Ukraine to fight the war.
Those in this country who want the forever war, Sean, they'll figure out a way of saying, we think it's essential for U.S. security that U.S. troops are there to instruct the Ukrainians on how to use the weapons. Seems to me that's, we've gone down that path before in Vietnam. That's a path I would rather not go down again. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken down vehicle 95 South before Eastern Avenue has been pushed off the roadway now. So that's a reopen. That's going to get a little better through there. It won't take very much longer to clear that out. And then because of that delay, we didn't have any late backing at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But now it's going to probably slow again as you're getting down around the Keith Avenue ramp and into the tunnel itself. 895 last check was still slow back beyond O'Donnell Street and towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. The other tractor trailer that was broken down on the shoulder on the outer loop of the JFX still there. They're looking at it. There's room to get by, but they've been looking at it, creating delays from Parkville into Towson, and then 83 southbound was slow coming down the hill from Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for today, cloudy with a stray shower storm still hanging around. Highs near 80 today, and then things begin to heat up and dry out starting with tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy, 72 in Stevensville, 71 in Pasadena, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, it's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A school near Pittsburgh, where 70% of students are low-income, still has a thriving music program. The superintendent there knew most families could not afford to even rent instruments. So she started using 3D printers to make violins, and it works.
Wow.
Here's Superintendent Dr. Laura Jacob talking about her 3D violins.
I found some models online. After a variety of failures, I found one that actually printed, and it sounded good. It's a great start for kids. That smile that comes out as they're starting to play and they create that sound themselves, that love of music for their entire life. If that sticks with them, then to me it's worth it.
It makes me feel more confident in school because I'm like, I can play this instrument. I can do anything.
I'm telling you, it's if you take up a music instrument, it teaches a number of things.
Yeah,
it really does, and it's a great hobby or great skill to be able to play any kind of instrument. I don't care what it is. You know, it whether you take lessons or whether you're self-taught, but that's just incredible that they're able to do that.
It's amazing,
at,
actually,
at school. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. There are those on the political left, Sean, who just missed the good old days, you know, like the good old days when Bill Clinton was president, or when Barack Obama was president, or when anybody with a D behind their name was president. Bakari Sellers, I suppose, leads that particular charge.
Bill Clinton negotiated for nuclear weapons to be taken out of Ukraine. Boris Yeltsin and Bill Clinton actually had a deal that was reached so that there was no incursion and no invasion from Russia into Ukraine. That's memory. And then you had Vladimir Putin come across.
Yeah, that's right. But he did it with Yeltsin, not with Putin. Putin's a very different kind of character. And Sellers says that, you know, the difference is that Bill Clinton, he was a sophisticated guy, and this guy, Putin, he plays Trump like a fiddle.
Vladimir Putin is a thug. He's a war criminal. He should not be trusted, and he plays Donald Trump like a fiddle. All four of those things are true. And so when you have those four things, and you're dealing with this thug, you're dealing with this war criminal, and you're dealing with someone who's not able to display that strength on the world stage, the problem is that you don't have even honest brokers at the table. And that, for me, is a fundamental problem, where you have people that are, they just have their self-interest at heart.
Well, if their self-interest actually happens to coincide with U.S. self-interest, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Because if the accusation is going to be that the only reason Donald Trump is doing this is for self-aggrandizement, well, if he could do this for self-aggrandizement while at the same time bringing peace to that area, I don't care about the self-aggrandizement. Truly. I mean, if the object here is to stop the shooting and stop the murder, his sense of urgency seems to me make perfect sense, while the sense of, well, we'll sit down and talk in a month or two and see what we can do. He's saying, no, you're killing like 6,000 or 7,000 people a day. Do it now before tomorrow's 7,000 dies, and the next 7,000 dies, and the next 7,000 dies.
Yeah, well, it's look, it's going to be a tough road to hoe, no doubt, and we'll just see what comes out of the bilateral meeting, and if that goes well, we'll get the trilateral meeting, and we'll see what happens. Theodore is in Parkville. Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning. I'm listening to your conversation, and you know, Mr. Sellers is right. Trump doesn't have the intellect. And he's been played like a fiddle by a seasoned KGB agent.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what are the indications you have that that's going on?
Say that again, sir.
What are the indications you have that that's going on?
Well, first of all, just look at its history. First of all, he sat down without an American interpreter in 2017, and Putin basically told him how to take over the country. You destabilize the voting system. You bring up ethnic hatred, racist people and
I'm sorry, Theodore, what does this have to do with Ukraine?
Well, I'm telling you, he told him what to do, and he's following Putin's playbook. He goes
I have to follow your line of thought because you get off on these tangents, sir, and I appreciate your call. But what you're indicating then is that Putin instructed Trump on how to destabilize Ukraine. So he stabilized this country.
Yeah,
this country.
So Trump is following the Putin playbook.
In 2017, after Trump was already president.
This is the typical left wing.
Okay, you just said 2017, Theodore.
No,
did you have the date wrong?
I didn't say he tried to. He gave him information. Hey, Theodore, look, you're a Democrat.
You're a big Biden fan. Why didn't Biden try to at least talk to Putin or try to establish peace in that part of the world? Why didn't he even try?
First of all, we're talking about Trump, not Biden. Biden's is over.
Well, but you're accusing Trump of following the Putin playbook. He's trying to establish peace. Biden wasn't even interested in it.
Well, if he's trying to establish peace, first of all, he says, Putin, I'm going to put, he tried to embarrass Mr. Zelensky and says, well, give up your land. Then he says, well, you shouldn't give up your land. He tells Putin he's going to put sanctions on him. Then he says he's not going to put sanctions. He, whoever's telling him to do this, is not competent.
You know what, Theodore? We'll see what history, how history judges.
Well, look at it.
He has ended seven wars already.
Yeah, Theodore,
and now
it's a dialogue, not a monologue.
He's trying to end number eight, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Anyway, it's 8:51. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying, wow.
The Rob Carson Show.
The green energy scam is just that. It's just a massive payoff to a bunch of people who are affiliated with the Democrat Party in the deep state. They get rid of nuclear power. They get rid of coal power. Even though we have coal to last for centuries, clean burning coal, the air is fine. It's always been fine. Democrats have bought into this nonsense, and hopefully it will result in these idiots being voted out of office.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a late problem here. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm seeing the impact. Outer loop, looks like there's something going on south of Liberty Road. Of course, State Highway doesn't change the camera until after the fact. So in the meantime, at Dogwood Road, which is south of there, and at I-70, there's not a lot of traffic. This is now backed up at Liberty Road, and it's backing up again towards 795. So the incident has to be south of Liberty Road on the outer loop. That tractor trailer is still sitting on the shoulder. They're looking at it. Outer loop at the JFX. It backs up through the ramps at 83. It's backed up all the way back through Delaney Valley Road, 83 with the late backup. The broken down vehicle on 95 south around Eastern Avenue had cleared, but all that traffic still had to come south and eventually now, as we said earlier, would back up going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That keeps 895 slow as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with a stray shower, two possible this afternoon, highs near 80. Right now it's cloudy and 70 in Severn, 71 in Middle River. And I just wanted to play for comparison's sake here a couple of clips involving two women. Both happened to be African American. Again, one of these women, parents came from the Republic of Congo and Guyana. Mm-hmm. The other parents came from Jamaica. their political perspectives couldn't be more polarized.
Okay.
We'll start with Joy Reid, a.k.a. Joyless Reid, recently of MSNBC fame, and what she said about white people in the United States of America.
They can't fix the history they did. Their ancestors made this country into a slave hell. But they can clean it up now because they got the Smithsonian. They can get rid of all the slavery stuff. They got PragerU. They can lie about the history to the children. They can't originally invent anything more than they ever were able to invent good music. We black folk gave y'all country music, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, rock and roll. They couldn't even invent that. But they have to call a white man the king.
Okay.
Because they couldn't make rock and roll. So they have to stamp the king on a man whose main song was stolen from an overweight black woman.
Okay.
Talk about Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
Hound Dog, king of rock and roll. Don't forget, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson was the king of pop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So white people can't invent anything. She's leaving out classical music. She's leaving out, civilization. I mean, just a small thing.
Yeah,
okay. But, you know, look, no, there's no question that the black contributions to music and the arts, but her animus towards this country.
It's amazing.
It really is. She is so jaded. She's so filled with venom.
Hate.
And again, her parents came. She was from immigrant parents.
She's patient zero in the Trump derangement syndrome.
And then there's Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears of Virginia, whose parents emigrated from Jamaica. She has dabbled. She lived, I should say, under socialism in Jamaica, and she came here to the country. She enlisted into the United States Marine Corps, served as a Marine, and now is a public service. Now she's running for governor of the state of Virginia, and here she talks about what her family experienced with socialism in respect to what Mom Donnie wants to do up in New York.
Does it worry you that you have someone who could potentially become the mayor of New York City, who is a democratic socialist, having seen what you saw as a child?
I left that so-called democrat socialism in Jamaica. It doesn't work because after a while, we had no money. We had no jobs created. I saw economic policies where you went to the grocery store and you were limited in how many of a thing you could buy. But that's amazing to me that we are now playing with someone in New York who has self-declared that he's a socialist and everything's going to be free. Free groceries, free rent, free. And then what? And who pays for this? So this is crazy. I don't even have words to describe. You cannot do socialism right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just follow it. The two similar backgrounds coming into this country, although Joy Reid was born here, Winsome Earle Sears emigrated here, but their perspective on the United States of America are just
so different.
It's just completely, I mean, that's what makes America America, but it is so different to see that so many, I guess, people have been jaded by their experiences and by their partisan politics.
You know, in 15 seconds or less, the idea somehow that white people have actually accomplished nothing is no different than some white person saying black people have accomplished nothing.
Correct.
Both are untrue, period. That invention and genius, doesn't have a gender, doesn't have a race. That's all. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steele. Vinny is the guy who can actually make it work for you. I've been telling you about Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty for years now. And the reasons are you need to get to know Vinny like I have. Vinny makes buying and selling very simple, offering multiple cash offers to you to get the most money for your home in your time frame. You can call Vinny or go online and see for yourself. His stats are very impressive. For starters, he has over 12,700 buyers in waiting. These are people who are actively looking for a home, perhaps a home just like yours. Vinny sells homes almost three times faster than the average agent. Don't just take my word for it. Check out any of Vinny's amazing five-star reviews, like from Michelle. Vinny made selling my parents' property so simple. That's what he's known for. If you're ready to sell your home, you want the most money, do your homework. 410-709-7515 or VinnieSteele.com.
Stay tuned for Kim coming up next tomorrow morning back here at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.